talked about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
You know, this is really uncomfortable.
No, this is uncomfortable.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy.
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Gas prices are too motherfucking high. As you know, I do own my own jet, but I've been having to fly back and forth to L.A. pursuing my acting career, okay? Now, if I'm flying back and forth like twice in a month, that's like 200,000, 250,000 round trip. F*** that.
If you get stressed out, just do what I do. Snort Zoloft.
The lovely Brooke Burke will show off her cha-cha next.
Wow, our 1,000th vagina joke. Where do I start? I guess I'd like to thank vaginas everywhere. They're creepy, and I don't know what they're for, but boy, are they funny!
And now...
How you doing, Juicy?
Our feature presentation.
How you doing, Juicy?
Good question. Good way to start every interview, Beer Mug.
Best question ever. Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Thursday, the 29th of August.
It's almost September, yet it's still going to be 100 degrees in L.A. today. What's up with that?
100 in L.A., 120
yeah.
where I live.
Yeah, that's true. It's always way hotter at your house.
Yeah.
Way to go, Al Gore. Nice job.
Stupid Al Gore.
Stupid Al Gore. Here's a story I think you guys will love to get us started before we dive into today's all-new Kevin and Bean Show. Oral Roberts University in the news. They're in where, Lisa? Aren't they in Tulsa,
I think
Oklahoma,
that's right. Yeah.
I want to say. They're a Christian school, religious school, a university of some note. They've been around for a long, long time. They had a spirit rally the other day where they thought it would be a good idea to bring out, to inspire the students, get them all jacked up on God and America. They brought out a bald eagle.
Okay. And they released, what could go wrong there?
They released the bald eagle, America's symbol, in the back of the auditorium. And as the eagle was flying around, probably terrified, the students started to chant. Well, what do you think they started to chant?
I don't know.
I'm afraid.
USA, USA.
Oh, sure. Okay.
What else would you chant when you got a bald eagle flying around at your school, right?
USA! USA! USA!
According to the article, the eagle became disoriented from the crowd's patriotic hollering and smashed into a window, which got giant glass walls, basically, is what it just smashed right into it, just fell to the ground.
So it was making a break. It was trying to get out what it thought was a window.
Probably so. Probably the eagle was trying to get away because it's terrifying. You're in this room with all these kids screaming at you, and that's not an eagle's natural environment. That's not where an eagle wants or needs to be, right? So the eagle is okay, but I do have audio of... of the incident, if you'd like to hear some.
Sure.
Yes.
I think it's very funny, yet also very sad.
Roger, come on out. I think we have another visitor with us that is also exciting. Roger works for the World Bird Sanctuary in St. Louis, and we have another visitor that's going to join us in just a moment. So, in fact, I think they're staging now up on the top.
So you can hear the students. They're starting to get all excited as they start to realize it's this bald eagle. And the plan is they're supposed to release him from the back of the auditorium. Then he's supposed to fly down and land on a guy's arm on the stage.
Oh, okay. I wondered what the plan was.
Yeah, that was going to be the the dramatic entrance of this this bald eagle. Didn't work out quite as well.
So if you'll turn around and watch, this is a bald eagle.
All right, so there's the USA, USA. Right. Very soon you will hear that stop as people recoil in horror as what they've just witnessed.
It's okay.
And there's a guy from the stage going, it's okay, because the bird has now hit the glass. The bird has now fallen to the ground.
Oh, okay.
So the crowd is no longer chanting.
How does that guy know it's okay?
He doesn't. Of course he doesn't. He's just trying to calm
the crowd. Hey, everything's cool, people. That didn't hurt.
People start shrieking and panicking because this bird falls to the ground.
It's okay. Roger's got it. Come on.
All right, so now there's a mic on the guy who's handling the eagle. And in a moment, you'll actually hear the little sad whimper of the eagle as he gets up from the floor and gets on the guy's arm.
Come on, you're all right. You're all right. Step up. Roger has him.
Great.
Now the crowd is cheering because
that went well.
Eagle jumps on the guy's arm, and they're just going to carry him down to the stage. So.
Freaking bird sanctuary says, yeah,
what's
let's
happening?
Do this in a building with a bunch of glass.
And aren't they protected?
Yes,
super protected.
This
you can't
is the
hurt.
Worst
you
idea ever.
Go to jail for harming an eagle. So that's not the best assembly the school has ever had. But it's just
exactly
that's
right?
What they broke into afterwards.
Right.
That's crazy. Whoever had that idea must have been thinking, well, this didn't go how I
right.
Did you hear the poor little eagle, Lisa?
Yes.
I wanted the eagle to rip the face off of the handler.
That would have been awesome.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Stop talking. I don't care.
We have Adam Carolla with This Week in Rage.
Okay. All right.
We have Dr. Drew.
Uh-huh.
Fantastic.
Talking about crack is whack.
I think I'm going to start doing crack.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Every time
for
there's
you.
Something in the news that works out for somebody, I go, hey, I need some of that.
And
Doctor
by works out.
Always talks me out. He got away from Chloe.
No, I see. Brand new internet roundup today.
Mm-hmm.
You found your partner in bed with someone else is the call-in topic. We're going to give you a chance to do that in the 6 o'clock hour, along with your tickets for Nine Inch Nails at the Troubadour.
Love it. Love both of them.
We're going to talk NFL and fantasy draft with Andrew Siciliano today. And we have comedian Jim Jefferies in the studio.
Wow.
So pretty big show. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with the Ralph Showbiz Beat now. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and you are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:54.
It's a super secret by invitation only K-Rock show with Nine Inch Nails at the Troubadour. We are looking for you bright and early. Going to give you a chance to win your way in right now. Pick up the phone. Call us toll free at 1-800-520-1067. Now, this is going to be for a particular kind of Nine Inch Nails fan. You don't call because you think Trent is hot. You call because you love their music and you know their songs. That's going to be what you need in order to win your way into this one. So give us a call right now. We'll talk to you right after the top of the hour. First, the Ruff's got the Showbiz Beat here on a Thursday.
Before I get to Showbiz Beat, I want to give a particular shout out and huzzah.
Huzzah!
To Republican State Senator from Arkansas, Jeremy Hutchinson.
What'd Jeremy do?
Jeremy is leading a legislative committee that is trying to put forth a proposal that would arm teachers in schools, giving guns to school teachers, making them, in effect, the law and security
USA!
Of
their schools. USA! USA!
Would allow law enforcement to officially deputize teachers and provide them with guns in the school. And he was participating in an active shooter drill this week in order to publicize his attempts to get this law passed, when he accidentally shot a teacher.
I was going to ask what could go wrong.
What could go wrong?
Wow.
When everybody has guns.
Luckily, it was just a gun that was using rubber bullets at the time, but they were doing a drill where a teacher was supposedly drawing down on a bad guy, and the senator accidentally shot the teacher. So,
love it.
I just want to say,
nice work.
Good work.
That'll get us
Senator.
All used to when students start getting shot.
That's right. When people willy-nilly just start getting winged while you're going to algebra. So everybody will be used to that by now. Okay, this is interesting show business news. You know, it always is a big deal when they reveal the cast of Dancing with the Stars. It won't officially be revealed until September the 4th, but rumors are swirling about who will be participating in the next season. So far, this is what we think. According to various sources, Leah Remini from King of Queens,
okay,
former Scientologist, mm-hmm, will be participating, which is good because this will make her harder to kill.
Yeah.
Scientologist.
She'll be high profile, right?
Exactly. It'll be too, draw too much attention if they try to take her out while she's on Dancing with the Stars.
She'll have security going to and from the room, though, I hope.
Of
right?
course. Yeah. Snooki.
Snooki.
Snooki's going to be dancing for us. Showgirls legend Elizabeth Berkley from the classic film Showgirls. Now that girl can dance.
Yeah, be fine
with
that.
Or without clothes. I can see her dancing. Amber Riley from Glee.
Which one is she?
Little Precious.
Oh. Okay.
They usually have someone like that.
Yeah. Someone who can have an enormous amount of weight loss while they're performing
yes,
on the show.
Yes, it's true.
Talk about that. But this is the real interesting one. 74-year-old actress Valerie Harper. Rhoda from TV.
But I think she's on death's door.
She is, Lisa. She's been diagnosed with terminal brain cancer.
Is this part of her bucket list?
Is this how she wants to go out?
She was given just 3 months to live last March. March, April, May, June.
Whew. She's pushing it.
She is.
I love it.
So I want her to win.
I do, too, more than anything.
That's great. Yeah.
So good for you, Valerie Harper. The official announcement will be made, as I mentioned, on September 4th on Good Morning America, so you can find out. But I
so
hope that's the case.
Is the hope that we'll tune in every week to see if she's still alive to be on the show?
Why do you have to go
that way?
Why do you have to be that person?
No, I'm saying is that, I mean, why do you think they're casting her? They cast everybody for ratings.
Because it's a feel-good story about someone.
It's a feel-good story if she survives it. If she dies in the middle of the season, it's not a feel-good story.
Refuses to go gently into that dark night. She is lighting the candle to curse the darkness, and she is deciding to move on and do something that she wants to do.
If she survives the show, it's great.
How is it possible for you to turn everything negative?
Because there's a good chance that over the course, how long is the show? Like 3 months? There's a good chance she'll die during the show. Well, I don't mean literally on the air, but I mean in the course of making the show. That's not going to be a feel-good. That's going to be the saddest Dancing with the Stars ever when they open up and everybody's standing there with their black armbands on.
Why is it going to be sad when, if she was going to go either way, she tried to do something, to accomplish something before she passed? I think that's inspirational.
Because we tune in, and last week she was there, and this week she's not because she's dead.
That's a bummer. Just a downer. I want to tune into this show next week and find out that you're dead. That would be inspirational.
Wow.
Fire beer mug.
No.
Beer
mug's fault this time.
We need
this
to
one
change
time,
the chant.
It's not beer mug's
just
fault.
Saying.
Just evil. Today's celebrity birthdays. Liam Payne of One Direction is 20 years old today.
Hey, One Direction! What are you guys putting in your hair?
Good question. Good question. How you doing, Juicy? Liam Payne sounds like it should be a Irish private eye series, shouldn't it?
Yeah, true.
Liam Payne. When trouble calls, you want Liam Payne on your side. He's Liam Payne.
Lea Michele from Glee is 27 years old today. Carla Gugino, lovely and talented actress, is 42. Rebecca De Mornay.
Wow, a lot of hotties today, Ralph.
Remember Risky Business?
Sure.
Remember that train ride?
Sure.
Wasted on Tom Cruise?
Oh, yeah.
54 years old today. TV personality Robin Leach. There was a time, boys and girls, when Robin Leach was one of the most popular TV personalities in America.
And I never understood it.
Lifestyles of the rich and famous. Champagne wishes and caviar dreams.
And he would just show you, like, people's houses where they lived.
But hey, everybody else was doing it at the time.
That's true.
Everybody that doesn't have money, check this out.
Exactly.
Look at the mansion of Michael Caine and his lovely wife, Shakira.
And actor Elliot Gould is 75 years old today. So good on Ray Donovan. If you're not watching this season, you're missing out on a good show. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
That's over. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and you are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 6 minutes after 6 o'clock.
The band is called Tame Impala, by the way. Their excellent new album is called Lonerism. That is Elephant here on the world-famous K-Rock. Hey, speaking of great new music, how about, have you streamed the Nine Inch Nails album yet, Kevin?
Hesitation? Last night, the whole thing.
What do you think?
Love it.
It's going to be a great show at the Troub.
Yes, it is.
We're giving away tickets right now. If you want to see Nine Inch Nails at this invitation-only show, 1-800-520-1067. What's the game we're playing here?
It's the Wheel of Celebrities, the Wheel of Celebrities. It's the Wheel of Celebrities, Wheel of Celebrities.
All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to spin the wheel. Here are the names on the wheel: Hulk Hogan, Harrison Ford, Pat O'Brien, William Shatner, Vin Diesel, Al Pacino, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Mumford, Sean Connery, Bob Dylan. So we're going to spin the wheel. It's going to land on one of those celebrities.
You forgot to mention, all these people are standing next door in the next room.
I didn't realize we were still keeping up
in front
with that
of a
facade.
Microphone. Well, you should go pretend you spin the wheel on the wheel of animal voices and that you don't know what animal's going to come
up. All right,
up.
Good point.
I'm just saying, if you're going to play the role, let's play the role.
All these people are in the next room.
And then we're going to let them know. They're going to step up to the mic and they will read lyrics from Nine Inch Nails and you have to identify what the song is.
That's correct.
All right, so then the caller just has to tell us what the song is, and then they're in the drawing to win the tickets for Nine Inch Nails to the Troop. All I'm saying, and I think the room agrees with me, is come on, Vin Diesel.
Yeah.
All right, let's spin that wheel, shall we?
All right. Hi, Tiffany.
Hi.
Hot new impression.
Unfortunately, Vin's the one spinning the wheel, so we may not.
Yeah. Indeed.
It is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Ah!
Arnold is going to read you some lyrics. Tiffany, you got to tell us.
I've been in the other room waiting with all the other celebrities.
How did
That's
you already get in here then?
Yeah.
Because I have a window here I crawled through.
Okay.
That's unlikely, but okay. All right, Tiff, listen up. The governor's going to read some
exactly.
lyrics.
I know the things.
You just tell us what song he's doing. Go ahead, Arnold.
Let me violate you. Let me desecrate you.
Closer.
Hey, I'm not even finished.
Nicely done.
I will put a baby in that girl.
I don't think that's
she
part of the
deal. She didn't let me finish.
That's not part of the deal.
All right, Tiffany, you are hot. In the drawing. Thanks so much for calling and playing. You hold on. Thank you, Arnold. Who's our next contestant?
Diana.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, it's Vin Diesel.
Wow, who would have thought?
What are the chances
Diana,
of that?
You are in for a rare treat, my dear. Whatever that word is.
All right, bring it on.
All right. It's not a good Vin Diesel, but it's all I got.
He's in the next room. We're not doing impressions. Vin is
That's
here.
What I mean.
What have I become? My sweetest friend.
Hurt.
Everybody knows.
Everyone I know.
Everyone I know.
She already guessed, Vin.
Goes away in the end.
All right. All right, that's over with, so let's move on and have some fun.
All right, so Diana is also in the drawing. 2 for 2. This is great.
Rick, hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you. Mumford will be doing your lyrics. Mumford.
Do it.
Good morning.
From Mumford & Sons?
Yeah.
Wow, that's impressive. Good morning, Kevin and Bean.
Hi, Mumford.
You're keeping step in the line. Got your chin held high and you feel just fine.
And the feet.
Because you do know what you're told.
He got it, Mumford.
But inside your heart is black. And it's hollow and it's cold.
And it's black and it's hollow and it's cold.
Wow. These listeners, by the way, are getting... We haven't completed a single set of lyrics yet before they've guessed the answer. It's incredible.
It's rude is what it is.
Remember the guy we had yesterday with the title fight? Didn't get a single one?
I sure do.
All right, let's say hi to Carol. Hi, Carol.
Hi.
You all right?
Carol's is scared.
You all right interrupting you?
Don't be sad, Carol.
You okay? You need to call some authorities? Something going on?
I'm
so
cold.
All right. Oh, I'm sorry, Carol.
Well, Al Pacino is going to read your...
That's excellent.
Al Pacino will do your lyrics.
Oh, Carol, I'm sorry. Got a cold. The throat is deep and the mouth is wide. Some say things on the other side made me promise to never tell. But you know me. I can't help myself. Ooh-ah.
That ooh-ah is not part of the lyrics, but...
But it should be.
What do you think there, Sicky?
Oh, I can't think of it.
It's a little harder. It's a little harder.
You want to guess? You want to take a quick guess, or we'll have to let you go?
No.
There's a woman who can't name a single Nine Inch Nails song.
Come on.
That's why.
Thank you, Carol.
Came back haunted, name of that song. All right, let's spin the wheel again.
She blew our perfect streak, you guys.
Let's go to Hunter. Hi, Hunter.
Hey, how's it going?
Very good, thank you. William Shatner will be reading your lyrics.
All right.
Good luck.
God's money, not looking for the cure. God's money, not concerned with the sick amongst the pure. God, money, let's go dancing on the backs of the bruised. God, money's not... One.
You don't know this. I will punch you.
Jules!
Come on, Hunter.
What?
Oh, my God.
Oh, Hunter, kill yourself.
That's
Head Like a Hole.
Head Like a Hole. Not a very, in his defense, not a very popular Nine Inch Nails song.
That's
so
true.
It's understandable how he was. All right, we have time for just a couple more here. Wheel of Celebrities for Nine Inch Nails at the Troubadour.
Let's go to Robert. Hi, Robert.
Hi, good morning.
Ready for your celebrity to read the lyrics?
I'm ready.
All right, let's see where it lands here. Pat O'Brien.
Oh, we love Pat. Hi, Pat.
Glad to be here, fellas. All right now.
Glad to have you. I bet you are, by the
way. Pat, you a fan of Nine Inch Nails?
Huge fan of Nine Inch Nails. I put the band together, actually.
Oh, you did.
They were my backup band. I was doing my show in Vegas.
They were never a backup band.
They were. We did the lounge act there at the Stardust before they tore it down. Great hotel, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah. You weren't doing a lounge act in Vegas. You've never met Nine Inch Nails.
Here's the lyrics from the Nine Inch Nails song. Listen up, okay? Hey, God, why are you doing this to me? I'm not living up. Am I not living up to what I'm supposed to be? Why am I seething with this animosity? Hey, God, I think you owe me a great big apology. And I do, by
Terrible.
The way.
I'm sorry?
Terrible lie.
Terrible lie is correct. Look at that.
Look at that.
Nice.
Well, that due to my reading of the lyrics, I think, is why he got it.
You think he wouldn't have got it had any other
anyone else had done it? Probably not, because...
He's a big Nine Inch Nails fan, though. He probably sounds like he knew the song, though.
But I have a gift For reading lyrics.
Okay. All right.
Can your gift be stepping out so we can spin the wheel and do one more?
All right. Let's say good morning to.
I don't think so. I think Rob. I'll do the next one, too. I'm going to have a sit here.
Hey, Rob.
Jay. I'm going to sit here in my chair, Jay.
Apparently, Pat O'Brien.
So Pat just won't leave, basically.
You guys need some help here, I think.
All right. Well, we were doing pretty well. I mean, we had a lot of winners already.
Yeah, but people love to hear me talk.
I see. All right. Hi, Rob.
Hey. Oh,
okay.
Here we go. Another lyric. I'll cross my heart and hope to die, but the needle's already in my eye. And all the world's weight is on my back, and I don't even know why. And what I used to think was, me is just a fading memory. I looked him right in the eye and said, goodbye, by the way.
By the way, it's not one of the lyrics.
We're going to have to agree to disagree. That's on that.
We have a printout. All right, Rob, what song is it?
Rob, what is it?
I want to say only.
Well, if you want to say that, it was a mistake because that's not what it is.
Down in it. I'll cross my heart, I'll hope. All right.
Is Rob moving furniture? What's he doing here at this hour of the day?
Just remember, there are 2 days you don't need to worry about.
Right.
We don't have time. Yesterday and tomorrow.
All right.
Thank you. Because today is the tomorrow that you were worried about.
Right.
Understood. All right.
And today will be tomorrow's yesterday.
We need to pick a winner, Pat.
Tiffany, Diana, Rick,
today's
Robert.
The present. That's why they call it the present.
Ah. They all identify the Nine Inch Nails lyrics on the Wheel of Celebrity. Only one can win. Who is it, Lisa?
It's Rick.
Yeah!
Congratulations, Rick.
Yes, thank you so much. The third time I was on the air this week.
And you finally won tickets to see Nine Inch Nails.
Good job.
At the Troubadour.
Yes.
Thanks for playing.
You know, Rick, when I love celebrities, when I love celebrities. Demons, Rick, when I was fighting my demons, Rick, I used to listen to that song Hurt quite a bit.
We just
and it really helped me.
We just wrapped
we're done,
up.
Pat.
We want to go to.
We're out of time.
So I just want to say that to Rick, you're welcome.
We love celebrities.
For what I
we love celebrities.
I'm glad that I was able to give you those tickets, Rick, and I hope you appreciate the nuance of the lyrics of a band like Nine Inch Nails.
Thank you, Pat.
When I was battling my demons, it really helped me.
Show yourself the door.
Some dark times.
All right, Pat, you need to get out.
I'll fight you at the corner of Ventura and Cabana.
We don't want to fight.
Ask Hartman. He'll tell you.
Rick, I'm going to have to put you on hold. We got to move on. Thank you, Pat. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and you are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 25 minutes after 6.
Andrew Siciliano from the NFL Network joins us just after 7 o'clock this morning, talking NFL fantasy football and the start of the NFL season, which is coming up a week from tonight, by the way.
Oh, such good news.
Real football is back. Also, brand new Internet Roundup and comedian Jim Jefferies all on the way here on K-Rock.
You know, you heard Simon Cowell, the story that he was in bed with Andrew Silverman's wife, Lauren, got her pregnant.
Yes.
Right.
So Lauren Silverman's pregnant. Well, what we didn't know at the time was that while they were in bed, they were also caught by Carmen Electra, who was seeing Simon Cowell.
Wait, literally while they were in bed, she just showed up at the house?
Yes, she showed up at the house, walked in, and said, peace out.
Whoa, that sucks.
First of all, I don't like the thought at all of Carmen Electra being sad, first of all.
Agreed.
And second of all, how did Simon let that happen? I thought he was smarter than that.
Well, he got her pregnant, too. I don't know how smart he's been through this whole thing.
Yeah, he's making a lot of mistakes. Look, you don't let your girlfriend have a key to your house if you're going to be in there with another woman, right?
Well, you would think that would be cheating 101. I don't know. I'm just saying, I'm guessing.
I have a question about this because thank God I've never been on either side of this scenario. What is the correct etiquette for that situation? If you're Carmen Electra, you walk in on Simon Cowell and Laura Silverman, what are you supposed to do? Do you scream? Do you jump in and start beating one or the other up?
I don't think this has been written about in any etiquette book, Bean.
Well, I'm asking, what do you guys think the smart thing is?
Walk away.
Just turn and leave?
It's not what you want to do, but it's what you should do.
How come? Tell me why.
Because nothing comes of violence. That's all bad. So just
all right, take violence out of it. There's no conversation.
What are you going
to
do?
But I'm just asking you.
See you, and then I will see you downstairs.
Okay, but
you know, let's
if you walk in and they're having sex,
right? Well, you're not going to sneak out, though. You are going to make your presence
course,
known, right?
But nothing needs to be said because there's nothing really to say.
It's done.
Right. I saw you in bed. You could ask why, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, that's my point, is I have questions at that point.
But
if I walk in and my wife is in bed with another man, I have questions.
Yeah.
As long as it's a cool enough guy, you're fine?
No, no. I'm just trying to figure out what's the deal? What's going on? Why is this happening?
Well, all of those are self-evident.
Can we burn the bed?
So you think there are no questions to be asked in a scenario where you walk in and your significant other in bed with another person? You think that's all you need to know? You just turn around and you just leave.
If you have here's what I would say. If you have a long-time relationship that's worth trying to work on, you work on it later. I don't know that you're going to accomplish anything at
that
moment.
That's true.
At the moment of passion. Turn and walk away.
Bean, you'll remember this guy's name. Oh, Humble Harv. Do you remember the Humble Harv story?
Who's Humble Harv?
He was a DJ here in L.A. a long time ago. Mm-hmm. Shot his girlfriend or wife.
That's
that
right.
He caught in bed with her and went to jail.
That's
and then
right.
ended up back on the air.
What?
That's right.
Yeah, I don't. How long did he go to jail for? It was like a crime of passion.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it was
yeah.
10 or 15 years.
Got out 30
got
days
out.
With good behavior.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, we thought it might be interesting to find out what Kevin and Bean listeners have done in this situation. If you have been one of the three people involved in this scenario, you've either been the person who has walked in on your significant other in bed with somebody else, or you've been one of the two people in bed when somebody else has walked in. How was it handled? It seems like, and maybe Kevin's right, although it's counterintuitive to just turn and walk away, it does seem like there's a lot of potential downside with as heated as that scenario might
right.
be.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
I'm not suggesting anyone beat anybody up, but it does seem like, at a minimum, an argument, some yelling ensues. It seems like that would be most likely in most scenarios, right?
Well, I would think so, but only because you couldn't help yourself. I mean, you asked the perfect thing to do would be to turn around and walk away because you're too angry at that moment.
Right.
So we want to hear from you if you've ever been a part of somebody walking in on a couple in bed and there was, you know, the person walking in was romantically involved with one of the two people in the bed and it was a bad surprise. You can give us a call at 1-800.
That's the worst surprise.
1-800-520-1067. That's our toll-free number. I'm very curious to hear what your stories are, and we'll talk to you next after this on the Kevin and Bean Show. It happened to actress Carmen Electra, and I'm being kind to call her an actress, but she walked in on her boyfriend at the time, Simon Cowell, who was in bed with the woman he would eventually impregnate and break up her marriage, a woman named Laura Silverman. Now, what did Carmen Electra do, Kevin, when she walked in on him?
She ran. She turned and just said,
turned and ran.
Peace out.
We want to know what you did in that situation. If you were in the bed or the person coming through the door, we want to know how it all went down. Was there a fight? Were there? Did you write a strongly worded letter? What happened? Give us a call at 1-800.
You went downstairs and got out a pad of paper?
Type.
That's what I would do. I would go down and I would email the bitch.
I'm so mad at you.
1-800-520-1067. Real quick, before we go right to your calls, and please hang on, Letitia, we're going to go to you first. And I hope it's your sister, Lisa. Old School. Remember the movie from a couple years ago?
Sure.
Old School?
Sure.
That's how the movie starts, with Luke Wilson walking in on his wife, remember?
Is this what you do when I'm gone?
Mitch, wait.
No, I mean, I do it myself every once in a while, like, but to magazines.
Okay, Mitch, we need to talk.
Hello? Be honest. Please tell me this is the first time this has happened.
Well, do you want me to be honest, or do you want me to tell you that this is the first time?
Jesus, what is wrong with you?
All right, let's go to Letitia. I understand that she was in the bed. Let's see how this went.
Oh boy.
Hi, Letitia. Thank you for calling the Kevin and Bean Show, and thanks for hanging out. What happened?
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. Well, basically, I was a mutual friend of me and my husband. Basically, there's always been like tension between us, sexual tension. So
right.
One night, we actually, you know, full on started having sex, and I glanced over, and we ended up having sex in my kid's bed to top it all off. And I glanced over, and then when I glanced over, I noticed my husband walking by.
Uh-oh.
Okay, let me just back up just a second. So. Are the kids gone?
Yes, the kids are gone.
But
was this like a party? Or
but the husband is still
on?
Home?
No. He was out of the house. He was with his friends.
Until he wasn't. Okay.
All right. Yeah. So he walks by and he sees you.
He walks by and then he starts like freaking out. I just get up and I put on my clothes really quickly and I go inside my room and I lock my bedroom.
He runs
and then,
away.
And then all of a sudden, I start hearing him bang on the door and stuff like that. And our mutual friend got like so upset and he was like, you know, flabbergasted or whatever about this. He was like, oh, I'll kill myself. Like,
you know, I have nothing to prove to, like, I have something to prove to you, like,
what?
You know, you're a really good friend of mine, like, don't even, you know, take this seriously, like.
Oh, he was talking to your husband that way?
I'll dump her, yeah. I want you.
What the hell?
So I'm a little bit surprised with, you know, guys being hotheads and whatnot. No fight broke out between the two men, though.
No fight broke out whatsoever.
If I'm one of the people in bed, though, and I'm not supposed to be there, that don't you run 100% of the time?
Out the window.
I would think so.
Out the window, out the door.
I would think you would say, hey, this is your issue, husband and wife. I'm getting the hell out of here.
I'm out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, Letitia, thanks so much for the call. We appreciate it. We got to move on. Let's go to Roxana. She is on line 3. All of our callers today have stripper names. I love that. Hi, Roxana.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Whose real name is Autumn. Tell us what happened.
So I was dating a guy for 5 years, and we had just moved to New York together so he could go to grad school. And we had been living in our apartment for about 2 months when I walked in on his teaching assistant writing him.
Two months? Man.
5 years, yep. And you've moved across the country to live together. What did you do?
I just looked at him. I was like, I hope she's worth it, and walked out. And then the next day, I cleaned out the apartment.
Did he say, she's teaching me?
Come on, she's a teacher's assistant. What do you think the job was about? So that was it. There was very little discussion. You just broke up with him and moved out the next day. It was over.
Yep, and that was it. Actually, yeah. I just found out she just left him, too. So.
Yeah, but he's already got another teaching assistant.
Exactly,
yeah,
right?
Probably.
Thank you, Roxana.
Thanks so much for the call. Appreciate that. Let's get a dude's perspective. Let's go to Ricky. He's on line 6. By the way, this won't surprise any Kevin and Bean fans. Lines are just jam-packed. Yeah. You do not even have time for all the calls. This happens so often.
Hey, Ricky, Bobby.
Hey, this is Ricky, and my chick and I were living in San...
Don't buy it, right?
All right. Yeah. Thank you for the call.
Don't
How
buy
about
it.
Mike? Let's get another guy's perspective. Mike is on line 7, and he joins us now on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We are good.
Good. Yeah, I got busted. I got a DUI, and I was partying with my roommate, who's a cop, and my girlfriend and his girlfriend at the time. I got released from jail at like 7 in the morning from getting a DUI, came back home. I noticed her car was there. My girlfriend's car was there.
Right.
And I was like, why is it there? You know, because I'm not there no more, you know?
Right.
I get there, and I walk into the house, and she's in bed with my roommate. I can't beat his ass because he's a cop.
He's a
and
cop.
I thought of more consequences.
Yeah.
So what I did was I picked her up and grabbed her and threw her outside naked and locked her outside of the house.
Well, at least you got the answer to your question. What's she doing there when I'm not there, right? Now you know.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
By the way, here's some good advice. If you're getting out of jail, call and let the people know you're coming home.
Look.
Don't surprise anybody.
This is a Kevin and Bean rule. Never go home early. if you're not expected to be home,
I think that's good advice.
Drive around for hours if you have to, or a heads-up call, because you're not going to like what you find.
Let's go to Leah, by the way. Her story begins 1 week before her wedding.
Oh, Leah.
Hi. How
are
you guys doing?
We are doing well.
What happened? Why are you such a bad girlfriend?
I'm not a bad girlfriend, I swear. I was coming home from work. I'm a registered nurse. And I happened to see a car in the driveway that I regularly never saw. So I was assuming it was one of his buddies. So I get to the house. I see female heels just thrown about. So I'm like, okay, what's
Great.
Going on?
A trail of women's clothing to the bedroom.
Wow. I thought that only
so
happened
passionate.
In movies.
I don't know what they were thinking. So I walk in. They don't notice me at all. They're really into it.
How long were you standing there watching before they...
I was standing there for 2 minutes.
Wow.
2 minutes. Wow. And are you just... Are you furious at this point? Or are you so turned on you're trying to figure out how you can get in on some of that?
I'm sorry?
I'm furious.
Okay.
What did you do?
I pulled the sheets and I told him, get up, let's go to the kitchen. Because I didn't know who the girl was. I was like, you know what? My mom reads me better. It's his fault. If she didn't know me. She turns around, starts cussing me out, starts telling me all these things. So I'm like, okay, she knew about me. So that's when she lunges at me from the bed and we go at it.
And it's on.
Now it's a naked girl fight. This story has everything.
Well, you go at it.
I don't think that's what you mean. All right, we're almost at, out of time here, Heather. So how does it end? Does she just end up slinking away and you and the boyfriend break up or something else?
We ended up calling the cops because it got to the point where she grabbed the vase and tried to smash my head with it.
Whoa, she's insane, too.
Here's the question, though. Here's the question. You better have the right answer. Did you marry that guy a week later?
No, he ended up marrying her, and now I'm happily married to my fiance, my husband now.
How about that?
No way! Really?
You dodged a bullet.
See, a happy ending. Thank you for calling.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and you're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 6:56.
Myself, I don't like to talk. Yeah,
Mark was just telling us he doesn't like to talk to people. He talks to everyone.
About everything all the time.
He'll go to a 7-Eleven and have an hour conversation.
There's never a time I walk in this room where you're not talking.
That's correct.
Only if Except when he's eating.
Only if engaged, my ass.
Usually when he's eating, he's trying to force words out between the bites of meatball sub.
It's gross.
Muggs is a delight. Hey, brand new internet roundup next hour. Also, Andrew Siciliano from the NFL Network.
Ralph, did
you hear me mention earlier that real football games that count starts 1 week from tonight?
Tell me, bitch.
What's up with that?
I've got the countdown calendar going on. No, we debuted with Monday night.
Oh, okay.
First Monday night game of the season will be Philadelphia. But tonight, it's Eagles-Jets, last preseason game. Very excited.
Anyway, Andrew joins us right after the top of the hour, though. First, Ralph has the showbiz beat here on a Thursday.
Just talk about Simon Cowell.
Yes.
How Carmen Electra walked in on him having sex.
Yep.
Well, apparently he's not acting like a responsible dad just yet. According to Star Magazine, he took off to Saint-Tropez on his yacht this week. With him, 5 bikini-clad women he was seen with on his yacht. One of them being his ex-girlfriend, Sunita. She was also in her bikini on the yacht with him, while his baby mama, Lauren Silverman, was in New York City settling her divorce issues with her husband, Andrew. That, Simon Cowell, is a playa with a capital Y.
Can you have a capital Y?
It makes it hard to pronounce, but you can. What kind of Svengali is he? What kind of power does he have over this woman where he can apparently just do whatever he wants?
He's got a yacht in Saint-Tropez.
Is it the $200 million?
Yes. He's all the cash.
Okay, honey, you go do whatever you want. Just give me a stack of $1,000 bills.
I'm an ex-girlfriend. Yeah, I'll come. Sure.
Are there $1,000 bills?
I don't know.
There should be.
I think there are. I think they're just kept in banks, so they're not in circulation.
Who's on it, Bean? Who's on the $1,000 bill?
Salmon P. Chase? I could be wrong.
Is that a person?
Yes. Salmon? That's a guess.
P. Chase.
Is that a real guess?
Yeah, I think he was the first Secretary of the Treasury. Let me see who's on the $1,000 bill.
Somebody named Salmon?
You're right.
Fish?
I might be wrong. I was a guess. I mean, look.
No, I'm saying if there's any way you're right, there's something wrong.
All right.
I don't think they put the Secretary of the Treasury on any legal tender.
I would put money on Bean knowing this for some reason.
It's got to be a president.
A lot of them aren't presidents, remember, but, you know, like Ben Franklin, obviously. I'm looking at the $1,000 bill. I'm not fine.
All right.
Here we go. Oh, you know what? It's Grover Cleveland,
you
guys.
Oh, you were so wrong.
There you go.
It is President Grover Cleveland.
Don't you know anything?
Besides
Franklin, what other bill that doesn't have a president on it?
Salmon P. Chase, by the way, is on one of the higher denominations. Maybe he's on the 500. I'm not sure. Here we go. William McKinley's on the 500. Grover Cleveland is on the 1,000. James Madison is on the 5,000. And are you guys ready for this? The $10,000 bill, Salmon P. Chase.
Yay! What?
There's one bill that's worth $10,000?
$10,000,
and
yes.
Salmon P. Chase is on it?
Yes, I knew I heard it somewhere.
Wow.
I can't believe that.
You are a freak of nature.
You should be
I was
bludgeoned.
Wrong. Why? I was wrong. I accept
but
your score.
The fact you got that close, you should be bludgeoned. The fact that you knew there is a person named Salmon P. Chase, you should be bludgeoned.
I like to stay current. And by
that's
current,
not
I mean
current.
1800.
Well, we have a new winner for the most tweeted about show in history. Now, I realize Twitter hasn't been around for that long, so its history is not a lengthy one. However, pretty damn impressive when you find out that 1.9 million tweets were sent during the finale of this TV series.
Oh,
and
really?
You will never guess in a billion years, Salmon P. Chase.
I was going to guess the MTV Awards, I guess.
Nope.
It's a series finale.
Series finale.
It's not
set a social media record of 1.9 million tweets regarding that episode, the most tweeted series episode in TV history.
It's got to be The Bachelor or The Bachelorette.
No, sir.
Is it one that we would
incorrect.
Guess?
It just happened. Just happened.
Oh, it just happened.
Just happened. Okay.
Just happened this week. Magic City.
Yeah. You mean canceled Magic
All
City.
All eight of us who are watching Magic City tweeted 1.9 million times about it.
It just happened.
Just happened this week. You're never going to guess.
This week.
This week.
All right. I give up.
I give up as well.
The Adventures of Sam and P. Chase?
Pretty Little Liars.
Nope.
Over on ABC Family.
Wow.
Nope.
Yes.
That's a big show. True.
That shows you the demo of Pretty Little
Liars.
It's a
big show, and that demo is right there.
It's a big show for teenage girls, and they're the ones tweeting their little fingers off.
No, that's not true.
And they're not taking selfies of their vajayjays. They are tweeting about Pretty Little Liars.
That's not true.
It is true. 1.9 million
absolutely
tweets
not true
about the finale of Pretty Little Liars.
No!
The show itself pulled in around 3.3 million viewers. That's crazy numbers for basic cable.
That's a surprise.
That is a thing.
I saw something yesterday that is completely related to this, Ralph. Kevin brought up the MTV VMAs.
Yes.
They took the number of people who watched the show, which was like 10 million, and they took the number of unique Facebook posts about the show, which was around 9 million.
Wow.
And came to the conclusion that 90% of people on Facebook put up a post about the show if they watched it, which is just cool, insane.
That is nuts.
How interactive television has become. The second screen has definitely become a thing.
Yes. And you know, they did another study about how many of those 9 million Facebook posts were in any way valid in any way, shape, or form.
It should have been made.
It was 0.1%. Offered anything of any interest or value to anyone ever.
That's why I offer my services to tweet live.
Yeah, I'm so glad
the event
that you are out there giving us your perspective. Mm-hmm. Eve W. Ladbett. I think Eve W. Ladbett's on the $10,000 bill, actually, if I'm not mistaken. Come see me and Kevin Smith tomorrow night at 10 p.m. at the Improv on Melrose in Hollywood. We're doing our show, the Hollywood Babylon Show. We'd love to have you come out. You can go
Saturday!
Still Friday night at 10. You can go to improv.com or babylonralph.com if you want to get tickets and details. Love to see you come out.
No.
Do it. Just do it. Don't even ask any questions. Just do it.
No.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Elliot Gould, one of my favorite all-time actors. 75 years old today. Still as good and working as often as ever. And he was a big, big movie star in
the 70s. Was he the one in Ocean's 11?
He was.
Yeah,
he was.
He was in the original
a lot of chest hair, that
MASH.
Guy. A lot of chest hair.
He's a very hairy dude.
Very lot of
he
hair.
He played the original Hawkeye Pierce in the movie MASH that the series was based on. Had a string of hits in the 70s and then made his way into being a character actor as he got older. That guy did it right. He was sort of a leading man in the 70s. And then he just aged and then is just this amazing older character actor who plays all these great roles.
He was married to Barbara Streisand.
He was. That's nuts. They
wow, I
have
now ceased to exist. I don't care.
You have now ceased to exist.
In this story, I have no interest anymore. Lisa just killed it. Lisa just killed me.
I thought you might find that interesting.
Nope.
Robin Leach, TV personality, is 72 years old. Actress Rebecca De Mornay is 54. Her father, of course, Kevin. Rebecca De Mornay's father. Legendary local
Sarah
Southern,
Abramson.
Southern California.
Oh, yeah,
TV
the guy from Channel 56.
Giant
Wally
teeth.
George.
Wally George.
Yay!
Woo! Kevin came up with a name.
Kevin came up with a trivia answer.
I love that Kevin is fascinated with Wally George in the relation to that to Rebecca De Mornay. Doesn't care about Barbara Streisand being married to the other guy we were talking
about.
Yeah,
about Barbara Streisand.
Kevin exists again.
I exist again. Thank you, Ralph, for bringing me back.
Actress Carla Gugino is 42 years old. Actress Lea Michele is 27.
And hey, Bell Dude, you're
sorry.
Hey, Bell Dude.
Sorry, I got a lot going on up here.
And singer Liam Payne of One Direction turns 20 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Somebody posted a picture, I don't remember where I saw it, on Twitter last night, of a guy who took his fantasy football program on his computer, on his laptop, into a movie theater. And was doing his fantasy football in a theater while a movie was playing with an audience around him.
Come on.
Aren't you supposed to turn off everything electronic?
Yeah, well, if you
care
when
that much.
You're trying to draft Tom Brady, you're not.
But
nope.
If you care that much about the draft, why are you in a movie?
His girlfriend told him, hey, I promise that this movie will be out and will be home in time for your deadline. And apparently the movie was longer than they thought with the trailers or something. So he whipped it out in the theater and started working on his fantasy football. What's the obsession that more and more Americans have every single year with fantasy football? I'll tell you one guy who knows because he spent days doing it in New York City last week for DirecTV. Andrew Siciliano joins us here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Andrew. How are you, sir?
That guy needs to get a life.
Yes, correct.
Or leave the theater, for God's sakes.
Or leave it. Or leave his girlfriend, right?
Yeah, and by the way, I saw that picture, too, on Twitter. I question whether or not it was real, but it is making its way around.
It's certainly, I think people would buy it based on
it's possible, yeah.
Based on the fervor that they have for this.
We had that guy on, I forgot his name this moment, but that guy who just wrote the very popular book about fantasy football, and the stories that he was telling us about people missing their own weddings because of fantasy football. I mean, it's crazy how into it some people get, right, Andrew?
I mean, listen, it is a very – I'm going to try to find a very polite way to say this because I love fantasy football, and everyone does, and it's the best thing going right now. It is a way to watch the game and have a little, you know, something on the side that's perfectly friendly and legal between friends. That makes sense?
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah. And we basically have taught ourselves that to watch the game these days and to enjoy the game these days – it helps if we have a little something going on the side.
Right. As has been pointed out so often before, even games between teams you care nothing about all of a sudden become interesting because you've got players on the field.
Exactly. It's brilliant. And we're teaching an entire generation to not root for teams.
Yeah, that's weird.
Especially here in Los Angeles, we don't have a team. You don't root for teams. You root for individual players.
But what do I do if, like, for example, unfortunately, an Arizona Cardinals fan.
Yes.
So if I have a player that's on a team that they're playing against, I'm rooting for both sides? I don't get it. I don't.
Aha, and therein lies the beauty
I can't do
of
that.
The fantasy football, or the maddening aspect of it. But your Cardinals are going to be better, by the way.
Well, better, yes, but that's not
hard.
I mean, really, that's not so hard. What's that?
I really think they're going to be a lot better.
All right.
Not making the playoffs better, though, right?
Not in that division, no.
let's not get crazy.
They have a shot at it.
All right, good enough.
Well, theoretically, everybody has a shot at it. Hey, what's the secret for people who go, I'm so sick of everyone in the office having this fun thing that they do that I'm not a part of. This is the year I'm going to get in on it. It's more than just picking the biggest marquee names, right? There is some magic to having the right fantasy football team. What is there a secret you can share, Andrew?
Oh, sure. I mean, listen, it is a heck of a lot easier, I would say, to have success at fantasy football than it is to, if you know nothing, be the person that wins the NCAA office pool in March. It's a heck of a lot easier than that.
Yeah.
Because there's so much information out there, and I'm going to be a pimp for NFL.com right now. But at NFL.com, it's all free. There are so many columns. There is so much help. There is so much information. And when you do it during the season, there's actually video highlights. So, I mean, when you're following your team on your phone at NFL.com, you get the video highlights that pop up every time your guy does something good. And you can go get Tom Brady, you can go get Drew Brees, that's easy. But I would say the number one rule of thumb is don't draft a quarterback early. Don't go for Aaron Rodgers or the big name guys we just listed early.
Why?
Because the quarterbacks, as odd as this sounds, are a dime a dozen. There are probably about 10 quarterbacks, and in most leagues, you only play one quarterback every week. You only have one guy in your active roster. There are probably about 10 guys that will put up amazing numbers, whereas the running backs, and you may play as many as three running backs in your roster every Sunday.
Interesting.
The running backs, there are far fewer of them that are as productive as the best quarterbacks. So the Arian Fosters, the Adrian Petersons, the biggest of the big names, Jamal Charles, at the top of the running back list, those are the guys that you want to get in the first round and maybe even the second round. Because as much as you want to laugh at Tony Romo, and many of you want to laugh at
sure.
Tony Romo,
it's natural.
He's going to throw for 4,500 yards and 30 touchdowns. And those numbers you can get in the fifth or the sixth round, especially when the people in your draft just want to draft the shiny object or their favorite player from their favorite team.
That's a fantastic tip. This is the voice of Andrew Siciliano from the NFL Network here on the Kevin Bean Show. We're talking about fantasy football because 'tis the season. Let me ask you this really dumb question, Andrew, and please don't make fun of me because I am a rookie when it comes to this fantasy stuff. You know how you can walk in and buy a lottery ticket and you can pick your own numbers or you can just have the machine select them? Is there something like that at NFL.com where you can just go in and press a button and it will basically populate a fantasy league for you?
It's basically called auto draft. I mean, you can get in. So let's say you guys, everyone in the studio there, you guys do a league, and you can't make it.
Right.
You can just hit auto draft, okay. And when it's your turn to pick, the computer, the site, NFL.com, will take the best available player for you.
Oh, that's
you,
perfect.
Going on what position you need. Now, what it may not do, however, is use the advice I just gave you, and it may go quarterback in the first round. Now, you're going to get a good quarterback there because the best available guy in the first round is going to be pretty damn good, but it may not actually adhere to your draft strategy. But, yeah, if you can't do it, if you have to go to the movies, is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what he's saying.
What I'm saying is I think that's what has stood between me and getting seriously interested in fantasy football is I'm just not knowledgeable enough to make those selections in the draft process. But if somebody gives me that and then I can just follow it from them on and enjoy it, that sounds like a win-win.
Listen, I guarantee you're going to enjoy it. And the first 3, 4, 5 rounds are easy. It only gets interesting when you have to get, you know, beyond the 4th, 5th round, because then if you truly aren't a big fan, for example, then you're getting into players where you're kind of scratching your head. But every site, whether it's NFL.com or KRock.com, every site will list the best available players. So you know you need a quarterback. Let's say you know you need a wide receiver. It will list, here are the top-ranked wide receivers still remaining. So if in doubt and you don't know who to take, just take the next wide receiver off the list.
Okay.
The closest I come to fantasy football is watching the league on FXX. That's it. That's what you get out of me.
You know what? Amazingly, I've never seen. Everyone loves it. And
that's
amazingly
great.
I have never actually seen it.
Yeah.
Before we go, Andrew, and I know we're going to be talking to you throughout the regular season a bunch, which we're very excited about. Is everyone playing tonight? How many games are going on tonight?
Okay, so everyone is playing tonight. What the league has done the last couple of years is make certain that everyone basically gets the same amount of prep time for the first week of the regular season, which starts a week from tonight in Denver. So everybody is playing their preseason game tonight. There are a couple of games live on NFL Network, and then all the other games will be, as they have been the last couple of weeks, replayed every 3 hours, basically. I am in St. Louis for the thrilling conclusion of the preseason between the Rams and the Ravens, in which probably nobody you want to draft on your fantasy football team will take the field.
Yeah, nothing like watching fourth stringers. I love it.
Hold on. Everyone is fighting for a job. You could use the. I mean, make this like, you know, in this modern economy, this is a great reality show because these people are fighting for jobs.
Dude,
how about that spin?
You don't have to talk us into watching football, even if it's meaningless. I mean,
no, but Andrew's right, because every team has to cut like another 20 players this week, right?
Exactly. It's like the Hunger Games, but everyone lives.
Then all it's right, not like the Hunger Games.
We're going to have to leave it there. Andrew, we appreciate your time. As always, we can't wait for the season to begin. It's so awesome that it's finally here. Thank you so much for coming on the Kevin DeBeach Show. We'll talk to you soon, my friend.
You got it, guys. Talk to you soon.
Comedian Jim Jefferies joins us next hour, plus a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup in about 10 minutes. I don't know a lot about how AIDS is transmitted, but I think I might know more than Pat Robertson.
Pat Robertson is the TV preacher from the 700 Club.
Yeah.
That's right.
And he recently was talking about a woman who was carpooling with somebody who had AIDS and was telling her a lot of information about AIDS, including this.
San Francisco, some of the gay community, they want to get people. So if they've got the stuff, they'll have a ring. You shake hands and the ring's got a little thing where you cut your finger.
Really?
Yeah, really. I mean, it's that kind of vicious stuff, which would be the equivalent of murder.
So if they got the stuff?
If they have the
stuff. Apparently, what's happening is that people who are infected with the HIV virus are intentionally infecting others with this ring and a handshake.
So they can get them?
So they can
get them. Get them, I guess.
Recruit them? What?
I don't know. They can give them the stuff, Lisa. That's all I know. Well, even the network, the TBN network that airs the 700 Club, realized that that was crazy, and they edited it out of replays and the website. But we wanted to find out more. Maybe we just misunderstood what Mr. Robertson was trying to say, but he joins us on the phone now on the Kevin DeBeach Show on KROQ. Hi, Pat.
Good morning, fellas. How are you?
We're good. How are you?
We're fine. A little confused. It seems like about every 2 weeks or so, you get into more trouble with saying something that just has no factual basis in science or reality at all.
Well, that's why I'm glad I had a chance to talk about it, because these things are scientific, and it's important that people know about these things.
Right. What are we missing about the AIDS ring? Because that just sounds absurd.
Well, in San Francisco, where there are a lot of the gays.
Right, right.
They're out to get you. They're trying to get people out there.
What are you basing that on?
Why?
Personal experience.
Well, maybe they're out to get you.
I was told by my security team years ago that they have the AIDS ring. They'll come up and cut you and they give you the stuff.
Okay, first of all, it's not called the stuff. It's called HIV. But second of all, why would they try to intentionally give AIDS to someone?
That's an excellent question. I'm guessing the devil.
Okay. No,
that's my guess about most things.
Pat, you
also you know, they date these guys, these gays. They try to get people.
What do you mean, get people?
They take balloons and they fill them with the stuff, and then they take the balloons to kids' parties.
No,
and then
they
sit up in a tree with a pea shooter. And they pop the balloons.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
They put the stuff in the air.
They don't do that. Nobody does that. That's never been done, Pat.
In San Francisco.
No.
No, this isn't happening in San Francisco or anywhere.
They get the crop dusting planes.
You don't do
and
that.
And they fill the plane with the stuff.
Okay.
And then they just go down the street just crop dusting people. And it's like murder.
Pat,
in San Francisco.
None of that is happening.
You know what? There's a lot of in San Francisco.
Right. Again,
there's a woman who will go to a bar and then sleep with a guy with no condom, and then when he wakes up, written on the mirror in lipstick is "Welcome to the world of AIDS."
Okay. Again, that's just an urban legend that
then
didn't
she
happen.
Takes your kidney out
that,
and
no,
you wake up in a tub full of ice.
Another urban legend.
Also did not happen.
Not true.
Call 911.
None of this is true.
Before I gave you the stuff, I took your kidney.
Nothing you've said so far today is true.
And then one time, I was at a wedding, and the groom said, "Everyone reach under your chair."
Okay, again, that didn't happen.
Another urban legend.
It was just pictures of the bride having sex with the best man.
Right, but that's just...
And the best man gave her the stuff.
Gave her the stuff. Okay. Okay. All right. Pat, you... Oh, what's...
That's weird.
What's happening? What's happening now?
I'm inside, yet I'm hearing thunder.
Oh, I don't get this at all.
Very strange. As if someone's unhappy with me.
Uh-oh. Well, someone should be unhappy with you with the stuff you've been saying.
Well, I'm just spreading the Lord's word. That's all. And God turned me into a llama.
Didn't see that coming.
Gave me the stuff. In San Francisco.
Nope.
They have sex with llamas.
No.
Ralph Garman has the show Biz Beat coming up, and comedian Jim Jefferies joins us in the 8 o'clock hour. First, though, a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
Yeah! Click that mouse and open your browser. Pull up your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Laugh so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
Oh, former producer Lightning, you're a delight. It's one of the most popular pages at krock.com or kevinandbean.com. It's the Internet Roundup. We take all the best viral videos of the week and we put them in one location for you so that you can watch them all together. How the Animals Eat Their Food Part 2 is back. This is awesome. You know how humans eat their food? They sit at a table and they eat with a fork and spoon out of a bowl or plate?
Everybody but mugs. Go ahead.
That's not how animals do it. And what they do is they recreate the way an antelope eats its food, a lion, a bunny. These are humans playing a cheetah, a meerkat. They come in. My favorite is the fruit fly where a guy comes in and just spits up into the food and then regurgitates it, eats it right back up. Our friend Harley from Epic Mealtime makes an appearance. But here's a little bit of what that sounds, how animals eat their food. They just keep knocking the table over. I love the fish that comes out and just starts spitting water at the poor guy standing there trying to have dinner. This is a Japanese dinosaur prank. Ralph thinks this guy's an idiot for reacting this way, but he's just a regular business guy walking down a hall. He's wearing a suit, and all of a sudden from around the corner comes this giant dinosaur, like right out of Jurassic Park. It's clearly just a guy in a dinosaur suit, but it scares the crap out of this dude, and he starts running away like a little girl.
Jungle Pocket Saito.
Just scream like a little girl and fall to the floor. He does do that.
Now, could you ever, like, instantly, if you saw a dinosaur coming down the hall, wouldn't you instantly think, well, there aren't any dinosaurs, so that can't be real? I mean, like, how did this guy fall for it so hard?
I don't know. I really don't know. He's an idiot.
Yeah, but it's that split second, right? Yeah, where your brain isn't computing yet.
Exactly. There's a lot of talk this week about the Man of Steel 2. Of course, casting news. Bryan Cranston playing Lex Luthor may or may not be true, but Ben Affleck playing Batman is apparently true. And here's a very clever viral video maker who put them together from previous roles that they've done and actually made a fan trailer for the Man of Steel 2. So you hear both Ben Affleck and Bryan Cranston in this.
As much as I want to focus on cleaning up the attacks, the protection of our citizens will always come first.
A new partnership between LexCorp and Wayne Industries.
Okay, Clark.
It's actually pretty convincing. It's pretty cool considering not a frame has been shot of that movie.
It's well done. I hope the movie's as good as that trailer is.
Kevin, I'm going to let you introduce the next video. This is has something to do with Get Lucky.
Well, I found it incredibly stupid that at the MTV Video Music Awards, they gave the Song of the Summer to One Direction. When clearly it was Get Lucky, number one. Number two was Blurred Lines. Easily, like, those are the two biggest. So I took a bunch of people who did covers of Get Lucky, and I edited them all together over the actual song. And kind of gave it its due since it is pretty much the summer of Daft Punk, Get Lucky.
We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to the sun. We're up all night to
get people playing the flute, people playing the trombone.
Band. President Obama singing the song.
We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky.
How do you find so many hot chicks in bands? Do you have some sort of a Google alert on hot chick musicians on YouTube?
They're drawn to me. I can't answer that.
There's a chick in there who's a drummer who's super hot. Yeah. There's a bass playing chick who's super hot. Yeah. The woman playing the flute is super hot. It's a great video, and it's well worth checking out. Kevin made that video, so look for it on the Internet Roundup. Morgan Freeman was making an appearance on a CNN morning show this week, and they brought up to him the story. They asked him to read the story about the Oxford Dictionary, adding some new words. So if you ever wanted to hear Morgan Freeman in that Morgan Freeman way, give us the definition for twerking. You're in luck.
To dance to popular music in a sexually provocative manner, involving thrusting hip movements and a low squatting stance. The BBC reports selfie and girl crush were also added.
Morgan Freeman says he'd never heard of twerking before that morning, by the way, but he certainly sold it. And to close out the Internet Roundup, we got a bunch of Breaking Bad videos. Of course, this is the season of Breaking Bad. There's only 5 episodes left. I don't know why we've never seen this before, but somebody has managed to uncover, and this is real, by the way, this is not a comedy video, the actual audition tape that got Aaron Paul the job on Breaking Bad. This is him reading with somebody who's off screen, who's reading the lines of what would be Walter White's character on the show. It's just so crazy to see Aaron Paul looking so young and the performance that got him this job.
So, damn it. Giant stick of his
all of a sudden age 50?
Yeah, some stray like you with a giant stick of his all of a sudden age, what, 50? He's just going to break bad?
I mean, it's so cool to see, you know, before the show was even made, he's reading a scene that ended up being on the TV, and Aaron Paul's been so, so great on this season and every season of Breaking Bad. Dean Norris, who of course plays Walter White's brother-in-law, Hank, on the show, he's the DEA agent who has been tracking him for the last couple of seasons or so. Well, you'll hear that he's just getting tired of everybody asking him on the street, how does Breaking Bad end? So what he did is he wrote his own script, and he's acting out how he thinks the series should end.
Hank is called Walt. Walt cries like a little baby bitch. Great job arresting me, Hank. I was a stupid idiot to think I could defeat you. You're the best cop there ever is. And the strongest one, too. Yeah, it was the minerals I was buying. Some of them were magical, and they turned me into a superhero. They also made me go reverse bald. Hank removes a bald cap and reveals a curious head of hair.
Wow,
that's awesome. You are a hero. I'm a loser. Skylar loves you more than she loves me. Goodbye forever.
I mean, if you're writing your own script, why not make yourself look great, right? And then he has a hot 25-year-old chick who comes up and just wants to have sex with him 500 times in a row. I mean, it's out of control. And one more, since Dean Norris was spoiling Breaking Bad, he decided, hey, why not take advantage of the opportunity to spoil everything else in popular culture?
You got your M. Night Shyamalan's, right?
There's too many of them. I'm just going to rattle them off, okay? He's dead. He's the bad guy. It's modern day. Water kills the aliens. The lady's in the water. The old lady's the devil.
Bing!
Contact. Jodie Foster's dad's an alien, I think. I didn't really get that one. Citizen Kane. Rosebud's a sled. Double spoiler. It was also a metaphor for his first lover's vagina.
It's a great video. You can see all of these and more at KevinandBean.com or KRock.com. It's a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
The wait's finally over. Your Anaheim Ducks are back in action this September. Come celebrate 20 years of Ducks hockey. Tickets are on sale now. Call 877-WILD-WING or visit AnaheimDucks.com/tickets to reserve your seats at Honda Center. Go Ducks! I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
Never say that again.
Don't flip off Lisa. She's just doing her job, Kevin.
Right?
Come
Lisa
on.
Gave it right back. Right. She's no wussy. She's not thrown.
Good for you, Spider.
Jim Jeffries, we hope, joins us after the top of the hour here on the Kevin Bean Show, although we haven't seen him yet. First, though, Ralph's got the showbiz beat. What's going on?
And I hope you'll be joining Kevin Smith and me this tomorrow night at 10 p.m. at the Improv on Melrose in Hollywood. We're doing Hollywood Babylon. Kevin, by the way, has just been confirmed. He will be in here tomorrow to continue our Battle of Batfleck that we started last week.
So oh, Ben Affleck is Batman.
We're going to have to discuss the travesty that is Ben Affleck.
So you think it's a disastrous casting decision. Kevin Smith is very optimistic that Ben Affleck will be a great Caped Crusader. He's very Caped Crusader.
Whatever you said.
He's very bullish on Affleck, and I am,
all right.
I am not. So we'll have to continue that debate that we had. He took umbrage the fact that I said that there's a large number of people who would have been a better Batman than Ben Affleck, including Marley Matlin. He had a problem with my response to that one.
I'm the hero got in the dump.
That'd be awesome.
We have Marley right here. I don't know why you're doing
that.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
I'm very mean. I'm very good at
Marley with a mouthful of food.
That's not food.
Charlie Sheen has
guilty.
Too much goddamn money.
Oh. Now what?
Remember last month I reported he went to Scotland. Private plane, chartered a private plane, went to Scotland in search of the Loch Ness Monster.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that story?
Yes. Yeah.
Got his friends, chartered a plane, rented out an entire lodge, showed up with his posse to go on a hunt for the Loch Ness Monster. Now it's been reported that he's taken a trip to Sitka, Alaska. Do you know what's in Sitka, Alaska?
I do not.
Bigfoot?
The Kushtaka.
What's that?
Kushtaka is a creature that is supposedly, according to the locals, half man, half otter.
Obviously.
It's the otter man.
Okay.
He's on a search for the otter man.
Is he, like, filming this for something?
I think he's just going.
He's just entertaining himself?
Wow. The Kushtaka lures people away by mimicking the sounds of a crying baby. Then it kills you, and then it takes your form and then returns to the scene to prey on other people. That's the Kushtaka, the otter man.
Or it doesn't exist at all, it's just a story.
Or there's that, and Charlie chartered a private jet and flew up to Alaska to go on search for the half-man, half-otter creature.
This is me not on drugs, bro.
Charlie claims the creature stayed in like a sissy and did not appear while he was hunting for it.
Or it doesn't exist.
No, it was scared of him, clearly. Yeah, that's an option, I suppose, as well.
He was a pussy.
Charlie, by the way, has officially made it halfway to the biggest payday of his life. He just wrapped his 50th episode of his show. Remember Anger Management when he had that deal with FX?
Yep.
If it reached a certain level of ratings in the first 20 episodes or so, there was an automatic rollover where he got an additional order.
Like 100 or something.
100 episodes.
Yeah, crazy.
He just wrapped his 50th episode. Once Anger Management hits the 100 episode mark, not only will he fulfill his obligation, but it will go into a syndication deal, which is worth to Charlie $150 million.
This is Charlie Sheen making this kind of money.
$150 million will be his payday once they reach the magical 100 episode number.
Have you watched that show? Is it any good?
I have never seen one moment of it, sir.
Huh.
But it could be the greatest show on television.
I'm just going to guess not.
Or it could be just what it is. However, what does sound like a good idea for a TV show is putting Paul Giamatti in one. How about that?
Absolutely.
Since we're talking about FX, they have just greenlit a pilot for a new series called Hoke that will star Paul Giamatti. It's based on a series of novels by an author named Charles Wilford. And it's about a hard-boiled and possibly insane Miami homicide detective named Hoke Mosley. Giamatti will play the detective.
I love it.
I'm loving it already. So at FX, they give us Anger Management on one hand, and then they give us Hoke on the other hand. Yeah. So could be good stuff.
Just have to be Hoke. Careful.
Hoke.
Hoke.
And how about the Jim Jefferies show?
Yeah. Legit.
Legit. That's an FX project.
That's a great
right there.
Show.
That's a great show. So, we're not coming at you, FX. We're not mad at you.
We ain't mad at you.
We're just saying. Charlie Sheen's going to make $150 million.
That's crazy.
So we can go on more hunts. Maybe next, he can see if he can find the Chupacabra or the Yeti.
I like it.
I think
it'd be
FX...
pretty funny when he dies on one of these excursions, by the way. When he's out in the wilderness and a tree falls on him or something. And that $150 million goes to some... whore.
A stripper, exactly.
Some porn star.
Next year of porn stars.
He wrote a will in the back of a cocktail napkin that week.
In a crayon. Right.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Liam Payne of One Direction is 20 years old today. Actress Lea Michele turns 29. Carla Gugino, she is 42 years old. Rebecca De Mornay turns 54. Legendary TV personality Robin Leach is 72. He used to host a show called Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. That was really the beginning of us coveting the wealth and fame of other people while
we sat
in our underwear in our living rooms eating cheese balls with our hand down our pants. Not that I ever did that.
No.
And Elliot Gould, super talented actor, currently can be seen as on Ray Donovan over there on Showtime. He's 75 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and this is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6 minutes after 8. Why the taps?
Well, remember, we used to love Jim Jefferies. Remember, he was one of our very favorite comedians. He played Foolishness for us. We loved his show Legit on FX, and he seemed so young and vibrant. I thought he had a long life ahead of him, and then, I mean, I assume he's dead because he's supposed to be here right now, and he's not, so my mind automatically goes to the worst possible scenario. He's probably dead.
What do you think he died of? Drug overdose?
He doesn't seem like the drug overdose type to me.
Gun in the mouth?
Yeah, suicide is likely with Jim. He did seem depressed. Who's on the phone, by the way?
Hello?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Jim.
It's Jim Jefferies. Hey. He's alive. It's a miracle.
I thought I was coming in tomorrow. I got my palms mixed up. I can come in tomorrow, but like I told you, too busy for me tomorrow.
Well, we are very, very busy people, Jim. You have to remember that.
So, wait. So, all week long, you thought, I'm going into Kevin Bean on Friday. So, last night, you just went to bed, didn't set an alarm, thought, hey, I got nothing tomorrow. No reason to get up early, right?
I got to get up now anyway. I got stuff to do. I got to write Legit today. But, I just stuffed up. I'm real sorry, guys.
That's all
right. I wish I could be there. It seems like you only invite me in when I've got something to promote. You never ask me in just for a regular chat.
We don't like you that much.
But we do like selling tickets, and Jim is going to be at the Irvine Improv, and I promise he'll show up for all 5 shows this weekend. Tomorrow night with 2 shows, 1 at 8, 1 at 10, then same deal for Saturday night, 7 and 9, and then Sunday night, the 7 o'clock show. Tickets are available through irvine.improv.com. Tickets available now, just $30. Show is 21 and over. Have you been able to do as much stand-up as before with all the new having to write the TV show and film the TV show and everything, or are you being pulled in a million directions?
I'm doing exactly 8 gigs, 8 performances until the end of the year.
That's it?
Actually more, because there's 5 this weekend, and I'm doing those oddball shows, which I'll come in for that and talk to you guys about, but you know, there's going to be an oddball show in Irvine, and I think another one in Vegas, and you know, they're the big shows with Dave Chappelle and a lot of Concords.
Right.
Right. Awesome.
So I'm going to be involved with those, and then I'm doing one show November 9th, Carnegie Hall. But because we'll be filming Legit for the 2 months before Carnegie Hall, so the biggest gig in my life, and I won't have gone on stage for a couple of months, I'm going to be rusty as hell.
So tomorrow night, Friday, the 8 o'clock show, probably not your best.
No, this one, I've been gigging right up until this one. I'm just worried about the future.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, he's saying the Carnegie Hall show, Kevin.
Oh,
that's
I see.
Be,
okay.
That's going to be the one that's going to suck because he'll have been away from it.
Okay.
But by the way,
that's
Jim.
That's the one I wouldn't go to. The big one.
We were at Comic-Con this year like we do, and we hooked up with your buddy DJ Qualls from Legit.
Sure.
Kevin, tell me if I'm wrong. Have you ever seen a guy more stoned at 11 o'clock in the morning than DJ Qualls was?
No, including
it
Snoop.
Including
Snoop Dogg.
It was hilarious to see him try to walk, to see him try to talk. Everything was so funny to him. It was one of the most entertaining interviews we've ever been a part of.
Well, officially, he doesn't smoke weed. That's officially.
Oh, is that right? Well, we meant he just seemed high.
Well, I don't know. I think he's on something as well. I ring him up at like 5 in the afternoon. He's always like, dude, you just woke me up from a nap. And you're like, it's like whatever hour of the day you ring him up, it's like you're interrupting sleep.
Yeah.
He had been awake about 15 minutes when we saw him, and I sensed that he had gotten back to the room because there was a big party the night before. I think he had gotten back to the room about an hour before, so it was a very short nap. He was operating on just fumes, but it was a lot of fun to hang out with that dude.
Yeah, he's very thin for a man who should be getting the munchies a lot.
Yeah, no kidding. That's a good point.
So, Jim Jeffries on the phone talking about Irvine Improv this weekend. 5 big shows on sale now. Of course, we're also talking about Legit, which comes back in January. How did you feel when they came to you and said, you're not going to be on FX, you're not going to be on the mothership, you're going to be on the new shiny spinoff FXX starting in January?
Look, happy, man. You know, they could have told me I was going to be on the National Geographic channel. I'm just happy to be on TV.
To have a TV show?
It's exciting to be on a new network because, you know, last year, for a little show like mine to be on a channel that has Justified and all these other big shows and, you know, American Horror Story and stuff, you can get lost in the advertising a little bit. But now that we're on FXX, you know, we're going to get a big push this season.
Well, you're going to get a big push, too, because season one was awesome.
Well, season one was all right, but we got some good things coming up in season two. We got yeah, your boy, Dr. Drew's going to be doing a guest spot.
Oh, is that
really? Can you tell us anything about it? We have Dr. Drew on with us in about a half an hour.
No. I shouldn't have said anything. Don't even tell me, because it's only just been, but he's agreed to be doing a little bit of something for my show. So,
fantastic. Here's what I know. I know that your show is the most politically incorrect show on TV, and that's why it's my favorite.
Yeah, thank you.
It's just there's nothing right about your show, and I love it.
Well, we do some nice things and stuff. There's a few little storylines in this season which I just know you haven't seen it on TV yet. Let's just put it that way.
That's saying something.
Yeah, not on any channel.
By the way, I know this from your Twitter feed, FFXX, which I can't even say, is going to be on channel 619 on DirecTV. So that's a heads up for those of us with DirecTV. And when does the network officially launch?
Well, officially launches on Tuesday this week. I'm going to the launch party. Okay. And that's, I don't know, so I guess it's sometime that week. Like, Legit doesn't come until January.
Oh, you're going to make us wait until January?
No, we haven't even filmed it yet.
Well, get with it! What are you doing?
I'm going in to write the final script today. The show airs a year apart, but we're going to this the launch party, and we're going to see Robin Thicke sing.
Okay.
Oh, that's cool.
He's performing at the FXX launch party, and I think to myself, he better sing that bloody song, right?
Yeah, if he does it.
If he comes out and tries to perform some new stuff, there's going to be a riot.
What did you think, Jim, because you have a keen observational eye, what did you think of Robin Thicke and Miley Cyrus on stage together at the MTV Video Music Awards? I hope you had a chance to see it.
Well, I did have a chance to see it, but I turned it off after 30 seconds and cleaned myself.
I'm sorry.
This is the deal, right? The girl wants to get noticed, and she got noticed. I don't think it was that bad. Everyone's going, she looked like it. It was the same as when Christina Aguilera did that whole dirty thing, and she wore the chaps, and she
right, Right.
She had all the braided hair. And we went, she was from Disney. What the hell has happened to this girl? It turns out that's the formula.
Right.
But getting out of that to this.
Right. But Christina Aguilera looked like at least a girl, maybe a woman.
Yeah.
Miley Cyrus looks like a 12-year-old boy.
Hey, I don't think that's helping. Sell it to me.
I think Kevin speaks for a lot of people. I don't happen to agree with this, but I think Kevin thinks if somebody is not sexually attractive to him, he doesn't ever want to see them doing anything that's sexy. I think that's where a lot of people come from, is they don't think Miley is hot, so they don't want to see her pretend to be hot by doing sexual things.
I was once in a celebrity auction that she was at with Liam Hemsworth for some Australian charity.
Mm-hmm.
And she was all right, man.
She was cool.
And I saw her. I didn't speak to her, but I thought she looked good.
All right.
Yeah, she just looked like a grubby runaway. And that's what you really want.
That's what you want.
She looked like if she came over, you're like, all right, I'll feed you and give you a bed, but what are you going to give me? And that's the beautiful thing about Miley Cyrus. But she's rich. You don't have to feed her. She can feed herself. It's like a double positive.
I would have never looked at it that way.
Jim is always able to find the bright side in every situation. All right. We have to go, but Irvine Improv this weekend, 5 big shows, 2 shows tomorrow night, 2 shows on Saturday, 1 show on Sunday. Trust us when we tell you, if you've never seen Jim Jefferies, you will love him. He's one of the funniest guys out there. You can go to irvine.improv.com. Tickets are $30. Show is 21 and up. And by the way, the show is at night, so there's very little danger of Jim just forgetting about it and oversleeping. I can almost assure he will be there.
There's still a fair chance I'll oversleep.
All right. Well, listen, Jim, we'll see you sometime soon, I guess. But thanks for
I'll come in before the oddball thing or something. I'll come in before we start filming, yeah? Even if I'm not promoting something, I'd just like to come and see you guys.
All right.
Whatever you want, Jim. We love you, man. Thanks for jumping on the phone.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Bye. Oral Roberts University in the news. They're in where, Lisa? Aren't they in Tulsa?
I think that's
Oklahoma,
right. Yeah.
I want to say. They're a Christian school, religious school, a university of some note. They had a spirit rally the other day where they thought it would be a good idea to bring out, to inspire the students, get them all jacked up on God and America. They brought out a bald eagle.
And okay. What could go wrong there?
They released the bald eagle, America's symbol, in the back of the auditorium. And as the eagle was flying around, probably terrified, the students started to chant. Well, what do you think they started to chant?
I don't know.
I'm afraid.
USA, USA.
Oh, sure. Okay.
What else would you chant when you got a bald eagle flying around in your school, right?
USA! USA! USA!
According to the article, the eagle became disoriented from the crowd's patriotic hollering and smashed into a window, which got giant glass walls, basically, is what it just smashed right into it, just fell to the ground.
So it was making a break. It was trying to get out what it thought was a window.
Probably so. Probably the eagle was trying to get away because it's terrifying. You're in this room with all these kids screaming at you, and that's not an eagle's natural environment. That's not where an eagle wants or needs to be, right? So the eagle is okay, but I do have audio of... of the incident, if you'd like to hear some of
it. Yes.
I think it's very funny, yet also very sad.
So if you'll turn around and watch, this is a bald eagle.
All right, so there's the USA, USA. Right. Very soon you will hear that stop as people recoil in horror as what they've just witnessed.
It's okay.
And there's a guy from the stage going, it's okay, because the bird has now hit the glass. The bird has now fallen to the ground.
Oh, okay.
So the crowd is no longer chanting.
How does that guy know it's okay?
He doesn't. Of course he doesn't. He's just trying to calm
the crowd. Hey, everything's cool, people. That didn't hurt.
People start shrieking and panicking because this bird falls to the ground.
It's okay. Roger's got it. Come on.
All right, so now there's a mic on the guy who's handling the eagle. And in a moment, you'll actually hear the little sad whimper of the eagle as he gets up from the floor and gets on the guy's arm.
Come on, you're all right. You're all right. Step up.
Roger has him. Great.
Now the crowd is cheering because
that went
Eagle jumps on the guy's arm, and they're just going to carry him down to the stage. So.
Freaking bird sanctuary says, let's do this in a building with a bunch of glass.
And aren't they protected?
Yes,
super protected.
This
you can't
is the
hurt.
Worst
you.
Idea ever.
Go to jail for harming an eagle. So that's not the best assembly the school has ever had. But it's just.
I am in the
Exactly.
That's right? What they broke into afterwards.
Right?
That's crazy. Whoever had that idea must have been thinking, well, this didn't go how I
right.
Did you hear the poor little eagle, Lisa?
Yes.
I wanted the eagle to rip the face off of the handler.
That would have been awesome. Dr. Drew Pinsky has Dr. Drew on call on HLN Monday through Friday night at 6. He's also the host of Loveline 5 nights a week here on K-Rock. He does his own podcast at drdrew.com. And do I understand correctly that the Loveline podcast that you and Mike do is now available for free every episode at podcast1.com? Is that true, Drew?
Hallelujah. Finally. Yes.
Wow. People have been asking for that for a long time.
For a long time. It's been behind some sort of paywall, and we've been begging for it to come out, and lo and behold, here we are. So
well,
if you miss a show, you can pick it down as a podcast.
That's fantastic. All right. Well, Dr. Drew joins us every week. We always talk about something that's in the news, and today we have to talk about Lamar Odom. Have you been covering this or following this closely at all, Doc?
A little bit. I haven't been following closely. The whole story makes me so sad. I mean, that poor guy is really seems to be going down hard with this condition.
Yeah.
But you know, go ahead. Let's
well,
get at it.
The good news is he got away from Khloe Kardashian, so there is a positive in this. We were just surprised, and maybe this is my own ignorance or bias or misinformation, but I was surprised that his drug of choice, according to TMZ.com, and they seem to have multiple sources in hotels around the country on this, is crack cocaine. I never think about rich people doing crack cocaine. What's going on there, Doc?
Oh, that happens a lot. I wonder what it was that fascinated you guys about this story. No, you know, somebody that is addictively prone who likes cocaine will usually, I mean, again, somebody who is moving down the addictive path, it's a progressive condition. So usually somebody will eventually go, or somebody will expose them to a volatilized version of cocaine, a smokable. And when you smoke it, it's actually more powerful, people believe, than even intravenous, because it's the entire surface area of your lung absorbing this large volume of drug. And then there's no pass through the heart. It goes immediately, well, it passes once through the heart, and then goes immediately to the brain. So it's a huge dose delivered in a very short period of time and becomes almost instantly, it's one of the one drugs that becomes almost instantly severely addictive.
Wow, that's
scary.
Instantly severely addictive is scary.
Yeah,
I mean, even heroin, it's a preoccupation, and it's intense, and people feel like, oh, I should never do that again, and then they think about doing it again, and they do it again. Cocaine, it's like... In fact, cocaine is the purest example of what I call the do-it-again process in addiction, in that every binge they have is always the same. They know for sure that the first couple hits are going to feel good, and the next 800 are going to feel like hell.
Ugh.
And so a rational person would go, well, I'll do it maybe 10 times, 20 times, then I'll stop. No, every time they go from smoking with a party, smoking around people, to smoking alone. It just progresses till in every binge, they end up in the bathroom or in the closet, hearing police outside, foiling up the windows. By the way, if you see foil on the window, you definitely have a crack cocaine.
Big hit. What about, the afterlife of the drug in your system? Because he was playing for the Dallas Mavericks when they first suspected it.
Yeah, it's very rapidly out.
It is.
Again,
you could pass a drug test easily.
Very easily.
Okay.
Very easily. It's just these, you know, the binges go 3 to 5 days, and by the time they're paranoid, and the interesting thing about cocaine, particularly crack cocaine, is it always, underline, always causes a preoccupation with uniformed officers. It's the craziest thing.
What does that mean?
What? What?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
In other words, methamphetamine, you get paranoid, but you get paranoid slowly, and the preoccupation and the paranoia are always directed at family, friends, and coworkers, neighbors, people close to you.
Okay.
With crack, you always isolate, you always end up inside, way like in a closet, and believing, paranoid belief, that police are outside, or I've heard SWAT teams,
wow,
heard SEAL teams, anybody in a uniform is there and coming to get me.
That's amazing.
And with meth, the paranoia, this delusion, can go on for weeks or even months after they stop. With cocaine, it resolves in 12 hours. They stop, 12 hours later, no more paranoia. Whew, what was that? I'm never going to do that again. They go play basketball, and a week later, they do it again.
Yeah.
It's like a little kid watching SpongeBob. As soon as the episode ends, they're like, again. They just can't get enough of it. So
slow down. just learned something interesting about Bean, number one.
Yes.
Number two, and never had that thought before.
It's like SpongeBob, Dr. Drew.
Okay,
how does, we're talking about Lamar Odom here in this case, but obviously you've dealt with a lot of patients, a lot of family members of patients throughout your practice years that have had involvement with crack cocaine. How does somebody hide a multiple year addiction to crack cocaine from his coworkers, as Lamar Odom did, and from his family?
It's hard to do that. It makes me wonder. It's possible, but it makes me question that history. Because usually this, you know, this often is pot is the main drug, you know, that they use more and more and more of to sort of get them between the cocaine binges. And each time they swear I'll never do that again, and whew, I'm over that, and they preoccupy with the crack as being the problem, the addiction. So they focus on trying to control that, and they can kind of control it for long periods of time. But what happens is the other drugs escalate, and they don't see that that's how they're able to control the cocaine.
It seems like they did, at least in Dallas, know something was going on because they did kick him down to the minor leagues, which was a shock at the time.
I thought that was just his playing was so poor, though, is what I took.
The other thing that's with the NBA is interesting is that they do a very, very good job. I've worked for the NBA over the years. They do an excellent job of taking care of the players, both medical and mental health. And they've had long-standing addictive treatment programs. So something's going wrong. He's resisting treatment, or something's happened. Because usually you never hear about these things in the NBA because they do such a good job of taking care of their players.
Wow. All right. Let me ask you one last question, Dr. Drew, and I'm going to ask you to guess at this because you've never experienced it. But what is it
crack
that feels?
I do all the time. Crack, of course. I do.
What is it that, if you can describe for me, because I'm thinking about getting into crack cocaine. It sounds like nothing but upside so far.
Why don't you stay with SpongeBob Bean?
What is it that is so great about how crack cocaine makes you feel? And also, if you could explain, how does it feel when you're jonesing for it? When you come off of it, what is it that is happening to your body that hurts so much?
Yeah, it operates almost on a beneath the consciousness biological level. It's the greatest example of how addiction works. It doesn't feel that great. It feels really good the first couple of hits, like a euphoria, like everything is good, like I'm powerful. All the kind of superlative positive emotions kind of flood in for the first couple of hits. The problem is the next 3 days you feel like hell. And it doesn't feel good, and it actually feels worse with every hit. But you can't stop because the addiction in this chemical makes your brain say, "Do that again, no matter what. Do that again, or die."
God.
And the feeling is when you're off it is, I love this that first experience anyway more than anything else in my life. I love it more than my kids.
Wow.
I love it more than my job. I love this stuff. And there's also because it's a stimulus, it's a kind of a craving. For those of you that drink a lot of coffee or smoke cigarettes, it's kind of that kind of craving.
Interesting. All right. Well, there's no excuse for not spending several hours every day with Dr. Drew. He's got his own podcast with Adam Carolla. He's got his Love Line podcast. He's got a separate podcast with just him and guests. He's on HLN 5 nights a week and does the Love Line show live 5 nights a week. It's a lot of Dr. Drew for you, and we appreciate you joining us each week on the Kevin and Bean Show. Doc, have a great time in New York, man. Thanks.
Thank you.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and you are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:54.
Wish I could see that man live today, but there's no possibility because I'm not going to be in the Red Bull sound space at K-Rock, so I can't see it.
Okay.
I'm not playing along with this nonsense.
Moving on.
When they play at 1 o'clock, oh, and I see here that it is streaming through KROQ.com, so apparently I can see it, and so can you if you want to see Group Love playing live. That's today, KROQ.com, 1 o'clock. Hi, Ralph Garman with the Showbiz Beat.
I'm not going to oop your alley.
No, don't.
And it's a bad setup.
Put your hands
up.
Put my
hands up.
The ball bounce right off your chest.
I'm not sure how I can see it. Well,
just
Bean,
a little help.
Go
here.
To krock.com at one.
Don't be such a cheesemeister, and you'll get
right.
A little help.
Right.
It's show business, you guys. Come on, play along. We're putting on a show here for the kids.
We're not.
Bean just throwing wheels of Gouda around, just giant, just big cheddar balls.
Just saying. Just looking for a way to get the information
general
out there.
How about here's a way to get information out? Make sure you're tuned in at 1 o'clock to see the band at the Red Bull Sound Space. You can watch it on KROQ.com.
Boom.
How about that's a way to get the information out?
That's fine. It's not exciting, but it's fine.
No, yours was exciting.
It was. I got chills. There's a way I could watch that band.
I can't be there, but...
Ooh, what's going on down the end of the table there? What's Omar up to?
Is there a technological way that I could watch that, perhaps?
Very exciting. Exciting stuff.
Don't be bad.
So boring.
Hey, Vin Diesel, are you excited about your new movie Riddick that's coming out?
See, it's catching on.
Are you afraid of the dark?
Yes, I am. When I'm in a dark theater watching your movie, I wish there was a way I could see it before other people who have to wait until the film opens on opening day.
Wait, Ralph, it says here that you have tickets to give away to Kevin and Bean listeners right
Bean
now.
Bean loves that.
Oh, can't get enough of it.
Bean is...
I'm trying to mock it. He's loving
yes.
it.
Yes. He was happy.
Finally. Finally, you're on board.
You were in his wheelhouse, and you were just mocking him.
We've got passes to the K-Rock screening of Riddick on September the 4th at the AMC Burbank 16. Riddick is in theaters everywhere Friday, September the 6th. However, you, my good friends, will get to see it 48 hours ahead of the pack. That makes you special. Call right now, 1-800-520-1067. First five callers who get through at that number will get a pair of passes to attend our special K-Rock screening. This movie looks great. Vin Diesel, of course, returns as Riddick. Carl Urban is in the film. Katie Sackhoff from not only Battlestar Galactica, but also Longmire. So, yeah.
She's awesome.
Looks good. She is awesome. She's one of my faves. Good stuff. Kevin Costner seems like he's a dick.
Yeah, really? He kind of does.
Doesn't he's still
he?
Alive.
That kind of
he's
got
still
that.
Alive. He's just Superman's dad in Man of Steel. Oh, like yeah. Jonathan Kent in that film.
And he just won a big, Golden Globe or Emmy or something like that for his little Western miniseries that he
Hatfield
did.
Hatfield and McCoys.
Hatfield and McCoys. He seems to be fighting his way back to the A-list.
On his way back. According to the National Enquirer, he is ticking off the cast and crew of a movie called Draft Day that he's working on by throwing some nasty temper tantrums, blowing up at everyone from the cameramen to the crew people. Word is he couldn't handle anyone moving a muscle during a scene. You could not move. No one. Everyone had to freeze while he was working on the scene. If anyone moved, he would demand another retake.
Now, don't just be sorry. Think yeah. for one second.
That's in there.
The are you doing? Are you professional or not?
Well, I'm just saying. His co-star is Sam Elliott, who seems like the opposite of Kevin Costner. And
hey, it's distracting.
He reportedly told him, just comes with the job.
That's all. Have some meat for dinner.
That's all the cowboy has to say right there. He just has to show up.
The dude will abide.
Just drops that on you and just him and his giant mustache just walk off into the sunset.
What don't you understand?
I'm sorry, Christian. I love Sam Elliott. I love him everything he does. One of those actors when I see he's in it, I'm like, this is going to be better. This is going to be better because
all I know about him is a giant mustache. That's
yeah, but you seen Tombstone? He plays
Tombstone
one of the
Earp
brothers in Tombstone.
Yeah, that was great.
He, of course, was in The Big Lebowski. Most recently, I saw him in The Company You Keep, the Robert Redford, Shia LaBeouf movie. He was in that. Boy, he's a good actor. Dancing with the Stars cast is always a big deal when that gets revealed. Officially, we won't know until September the 4th, but rumors are swirling about who will attend. TMZ.com is reporting that these people are almost a shoo-in to be members of the next cast.
Loveline Loverboy, Mike Catherwood.
Reportedly, he is not. He's not.
And invite him back?
Been invited back.
After his victorious two-week run?
Yes. Leah Remini of King of Queens fame.
Oh.
Hot off her defection from Scientology, will be dancing with the stars. Snooki?
Nope.
Nicole Snooki Polizzi?
Nope.
From Jersey Shore?
There's no way she's good at it, right?
No.
No.
Showgirls Elizabeth Berkley, there's a way she's good at it. I've seen her work the pole. Amber Riley from Glee.
Doom, Little Precious?
Doom, doom, doom. A lot of that noise.
Now, I think she would be very good on a show like that because there's a lot of choreography in her show. She's used
true.
To singing and dancing.
That's true. And 74-year-old legendary TV actress Valerie Harper, Rhoda. On Dancing with the Stars.
That's bizarre.
It is bizarre, given that she was given just 3 months to live last March and has been diagnosed with terminal brain cancer.
Were they wrong about the tumor and she just hasn't bothered to tell us yet?
Well, I don't know if they were wrong about the tumor. They may have been wrong about the timeline, because it certainly has been more than 3 months since she was given that diagnosis. But
good for her.
The word is she needs no special physical assistance. She has already been training hard, and she wants to make a go of it.
And by the way, how do you kick her off? You know, if you're the judge,
you vote
her
off,
that's
right?
A really good point.
Like, Laurie, she may not be the best. You were really good. We all love you. 10, 10, 10. Every dance she gets a
She's still alive?
Score.
All right, 10.
Yeah.
Did she undergo chemo or anything for the tumor, Ralph?
Let me look in her medical records here. Hold on a second. I've got her chart here, doctor. Let me see what she's been prescribed.
Where'd you get the chart? That's weird.
Well, you know, hey, I'm a doctor.
Look, I'm just saying, there's a physical toll that is paid to a cancer patient who's undergoing treatment. It just seems like that would put her at a drastic unfair advantage.
They make
on a show
her pay
like
a toll too on top of
no,
the
no, physical toll.
What
I'm
they
just
charge
saying
to get in and out of that place.
I'm That's just saying, right. There's no way she's able to do the practice that needs to be done to be good on a show like that. If she, you know, if she's in a weakened condition.
I am saying you are nothing but a ray of sunshine.
Right.
Every time we bring up this story, you are just a bowl of cherries.
This should be inspiring.
There's no way. She's dying. Won't be good. She pays a toll. She'll die.
By the way, look, who says a guy that doesn't even watch the show?
Her
Wait,
job.
What is your investment in this one way or the other? You're just her rooting job. For her death. That's all you're rooting
no,
for.
No, I don't want her to die, but I also don't want to see her get weaker and have it get sadder every Monday night either.
You won't
when
be
you don't
watching,
watch,
so you won't see it.
I've just said this is a setup for America's giant bummer, and I'm concerned about that. I'm concerned about my country.
Wow, you are
so
just
if,
a massive.
So my fish. Crime is loving America too much.
USA,
thank
yeah.
you.
USA, fire Cuba.
Wait a minute,
fire
Cuba. Switched James, quick. Changed their chant quickly.
The audience is on it.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Actor Elliot Gould is 75 years old. He'll probably be dead soon, too,
sure.
right, Bean?
We'll see him
out. Amazing they let him even work because, look, he's getting old. Any day, he can stroke out. He
takes
can have a heart attack. It takes a toll.
That's
it does.
Right. He seems fine. I love old people.
We
you
all
guys
seem
know
fine.
I love old
then
people.
Thing, boom, you know? There you go. You're down. You're out for the count.
No one loves old people more than I do. I just don't want to watch them slowly die over the course of my fall. That's all.
Rebecca De Minaur is 54 years old today. Carla Gugino celebrates her 42nd birthday. Lea Michele is 27 years old. And Liam Payne of One Direction celebrates his 20th birthday. That little bastard. That rich, successful little bastard. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
You're lucky if you live in Southern California because you have the chance to see Adam Carolla, the Ace Man himself, in person every Wednesday night at the Amalfi Restaurant on North La Brea Avenue in Los Angeles. You buy a ticket. Doors open at 5:30. Show starts at 7. You get a free glass of red or white mangria with your purchase. Great guests, including Doug Benson last night. How are you, Adam?
Doing great. Get it on, baby.
I understand you were talking about your poor 80-year-old mother on the podcast this week. I didn't realize your mom was still alive. What does she think of the career that you've carved out, Adam?
I think she thinks I'm still in Eagle Rock doing construction.
Oh,
who's that?
Sorry.
Slip of the finger. My bad.
I remember how unimpressed she was. Like, she wouldn't even get cable when you started doing the man show. But is she on board now with all the stuff? Like, does she listen to the podcast?
She had two famous lines in her career as it pertains to my career. We were eating dinner for probably her 70th birthday, and we're all sitting around a table, and she said, "I got another flyer asking me to buy cable. $14.99 a month for the basic package." And then she looked at everyone at the table and she said, "Can anyone here give me one good reason why I should get cable?" Now, ironically, I had two shows on cable at that time, so it would have been two good reasons, Man Show and Loveline, but she just limited it to one. And then another great mom story is she walked through the door once holding a beat-up VHS cassette because she would tape over, you know, use the same tape 2,000 times.
Right.
People sold those tapes must have hated people like my mom because they never knew there'd be 81,000 shows all taped on the same single cassette that they sold them once. But she had an episode of Oprah, and she said, "Have you heard of this guy, Jon Stewart?" Number one. Which is one of these things that only moms could do, like, "Jon Stewart, no, I don't believe I..." We're on the same network. We have the same agent. And yes, we've had dinner before. Of course I know who Jon Stewart is. I'm a comedian. They said, "Have you heard of this guy, Jon Stewart? He's absolutely amazing." And my wife said, "Well, not only does Adam... has he heard of Jon Stewart? He's friends with Jon Stewart. They have the same agent." And then she paused and she looked around and she said, "He's a little hit and miss." And
God.
I've apologized to Jon Stewart because he lost a fan that day. The day her son said he knew Jon Stewart and Jon Stewart knew him.
That was it.
Oh,
well,
it was
now
all
we know.
Over for Jon.
Now we know where you get the comedy timing from, Adam. That is funny. AdamCarolla.com for all the great stuff going on in the Ace Man's world. It's time now for This Week in Rage.
It's time for This Week
in Rage.
Well,
I'll start at three and move my way up to number one. New edict here for concert goers, rock and roll concert goers, and I don't know why we've been missing this one for as long as we've been missing this one, but new rule for the chicks on the shoulders of the dudes that are going to shoot a winger to winger, the ones that are going to flash, the ones that are going to pull their shirts over their head.
Right.
You guys are facing the wrong direction. Here's what we got. We have everyone who's behind aisle 11 that you're in who's just looking at your deep groove bra strap in the back and thinking about what could be going on if we were in the front.
Right.
That's everyone behind you. Everyone in front of you is staring at the stage and has no idea why the guy in Dawkins just got a boner. And we are not serviced by any of these guys. And believe me, Brett Michaels seen enough boobies. So the only people in the building that are really burnt out on boobies are seeing more boobies. And the other 13,000 people in the building see either a back or the Dawkins guy with a boner. You need to turn it around.
You got to do, if you're going to get on shoulders, you got to do a 360.
You doing a flash, you got to turn and hit the cheap seats in the back. Or as Neil Diamond would say, the tree people, man. You're facing the wrong direction. The only people that are seeing the boobies are the people that are tired of looking at boobies.
That's true.
Absolutely. Right. That's great advice.
You turn it around, and plus there's other sexual implications when you sit on a man facing that direction. That's exciting for everyone in the group. I just heard another PSA on boating safety, and I really sat back and thought about how many public service announcements in my life I've heard on boating safety. And this one wasn't just your basic wear life jacket. This one was, do not empty your sewage into the bay. So meaning boat owners. And then I thought, what percentage of people stuck in bumper-to-bumper traffic on the 5 freeway with me in Norco own a boat and maybe dumping their sewage into the bay? And I thought, nothing. And I thought, what's with all the boating safety PSAs versus one that just simply said, floss? Or, hey, when you're drunk, you talk really loud.
Right. Something that applies to more people. Right.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Also, you know, I don't know whose family's been struck by maritime disaster or who fell into the bay after. But I don't own a boat. I don't know people that own boats. I feel like people who do own boats know the most about boating safety. They don't need to listen to these PSAs. Meanwhile, there, like I said, there's a whole bunch of other stuff, like it's legal to turn right on a red, you idiots. Stuff like that.
Sure.
Don't chew with your mouth open. Inflate your tires. Like anything but boating safety. And number one, Bean, you brought up, astutely I must add, that the fat person, the fat lady in the circus 50 years ago or 75 years ago is just an average Disney park employee now, right? Like everybody yeah. is fat.
Yeah, exactly. Our idea of what's fat now is so different than it was even a generation ago. It's insane how fast that's crept up on us.
I had a weird moment. I was in a hotel room in Boston last weekend. I turn on the TV. The Three Stooges were on. I don't think I'd seen the Three Stooges since I was, you know, 12 years old. I was studying it, and I realized Curly, not fat by today's standards. The Fat Stooge, if you take a look at the Fat Stooge, Curly, not fat.
He's svelte by today's standards?
He's no Kate Moss, but he may be a Kate Upton. Wow, my face, man. The point is this. Here's my challenge. I think I could go to any mall in America and find 25 teenage girls that were fatter than Curly on any
wow.
given day.
And the reason you bring that up for maybe listeners who don't watch or haven't watched The Three Stooges is that Curly was one of the go-to fat guys that people used to make fun of and compare other fat people to.
He is 5'7 and 192 pounds with a gut, you know, a little bit of a gut on him, but barely would make it into Husky by today's standards. Very sad.
Isn't that interesting? By the way, IFC has a Three Stooges marathon every Saturday morning. That's probably where you saw it. All right, Adam. AdamCarolla.com is where you go for all the upcoming live shows, including next Wednesday at the Amalfi Restaurant in Los Angeles, all the podcasts and Mangria and everything else you know, and all the details about the new Road Hard movie as well. Have a great week, Ace Man. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys.
Congratulations to Miguel Cruz from San Fernando. Just got tickets for Nine Inch Nails at the Truman. Troubadour.
Sweet.
It's going to be fantastic. You can win your tickets. Listen for your chance every hour between 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. here on K-Rock.
Yeah, you can't buy tickets for this one. This is an invitation-only show from K-Rock, so it's going to be amazing to be there. Ralph was in and did a story this week that surprised me. The part that didn't surprise me is that Justin Bieber was in trouble with the law again. We expect that. That happens all the time. What did surprise me is that when you move into the state of California, as Justin did back in June, you are required, and I did not know this by law, to get a valid California driver's license if you're going to be driving on the streets of the state within 10 days of relocating.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
That seems nuts. Like, you have so much to do when you first move. I can't believe it's not 6 months.
I can't either, but I'm glad that it caught Justin Bieber.
True.
I'm glad that that went south for him.
Now, of course, he was driving like an a-hole. That's why he called attention to this in the first place. He was blowing through stop signs and speeding through his neighborhood in Calabasas, so it's clearly his fault. But when the officer pulled him over, he also noticed he did not have a valid California driver's license. Now he is required to get one, and we wanted to find out what the status is of that. So we asked producer Dave if he could please line up Justin Bieber for us, and I believe we've got him on the phone right now. Hi, Justin.
Justin? This isn't swaggy.
What's that?
What's
that? This isn't swaggy, eh?
What isn't swaggy? What's happening?
I'm in the line of the DMV, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Not the DMVA, but the DMV.
very confusing for Canadians.
It is, eh?
Now, sometimes we hear stories about how the DMV gets closed down if a celebrity is there because it might create too much distraction, too much of a panic for the other people. Is that the case with you? Are they letting you in by yourself?
No, bro. I'm in line with all these people, eh?
Well, but there's no one under 12 there, so.
But, like, nobody recognized me or nothing.
Right.
Bro. Oh, I see. Okay. Well, that's good. That's good for you to do.
But you sound upset.
I am. They should, like, put me to the front of the line and give me, like, a golden license, eh?
A golden license?
Yeah.
Why?
Made out of gold. Like, make a grill out of it and put it in my teeth. Why? And then when they say, can I see your license? I just go, swag. I just smile at him, eh?
Yeah.
So, Justin, what happened in Calabasas the other morning? What's going on there?
Somebody just went in line. Every time a line opens up, opens up.
Okay. All right. Well, don't let us let you.
How about me, eh? When do I get to go?
What number are they? What number do you have, and what number are they calling?
I have number 107.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
What number are they on?
2.
That's going to be a long day for you, Justin. So what happened in Calabasas the other night? We heard the report from TMZ.com. Tell us your version of the story.
The man pulled me over, bro.
You were, according to...
I was too swaggy.
According to TMZ, you're driving a white Ferrari and you're blowing through stop signs.
Those stop signs are just suggestions at 4:30 a.m. in the morning. Right, Kevin? You with me, bro?
I'm not with you in anything.
You're with me, bro. And then the man pulls me over. Why? Because, black man can't have a Ferrari.
You're not black, Justin.
Yeah, right, eh?
Right.
Yeah, right. You're not.
Swag.
All right. Right, you can say swag. It doesn't make you black.
Hey, look, I'm twerking. I'm twerking at the DMV, bro.
You're not twerking at
I'm
all,
twerking.
Justin.
You're not.
All right.
Hey, look at my ass. Can I go in line now? Look, I'm twerking my ass.
They must hate you.
Does it work like that?
Do I
need
a license to twerk in California?
Yeah.
Oh, crap. That's another line.
That's another line, yeah.
I'm moving up one.
So, Justin, so you're driving like an a-hole. You're running stop signs. You're going too fast. You don't have a California driver's license. You're lucky they didn't arrest you.
Why, eh? I was just trying to get my swag on. What, is that illegal, eh?
Well, it is if you're breaking laws.
Well,
you can understand that.
Being swaggy shouldn't be against the law, bro. It should be mandatory. Everybody should be swaggy.
Please stop with the swaggy, Justin.
Hey,
All right.
Do I have to spit on to get a license around here?
That's not how it works.
Ridiculous. I'm out of here, man. I'm leaving.
Well,
I don't need this damn car. I have a different kind of mode of transportation. I got a llama, eh?
You're riding a llama?
Yeah, I just bought a llama. I'm going to put a saddle on him and ride.
But if you do it on the streets, I think they can still pull your llama over.
Come on, Dolly, let's go.
Oh, F you.
It's the so Dolly much. Llama.
I got that.
Hello, Dolly.
Look, I'm just saying, does that song need to be 12 minutes long?
Yes, it does. Yes, it absolutely does.
That needs all 12 minutes?
Yes.
Yep.
Nothing wrong with that. Love it. Couldn't be better. Couldn't be happier or prouder to have a job where I get to play that song.
Gives us all
for 12 minutes.
Nothing but goodness pouring over us.
That's question one. Question two, you want to hear a moment with Lisa?
Yeah.
Right. Me? What?
And now, a moment with Lisa May.
Well, I guess that must be proud day for Ralph.
That was a moment with Lisa May.
Wow.
What? I don't have many, but the ones I have are
I don't remember awesome. That one.
I don't remember that one either.
We should hear that again.
Let me hear that.
And now, a moment with Lisa May.
Well, I guess that must be proud day for Ralph.
That was a moment with Lisa May.
That's Kevin-esque.
It really is.
Lisa, do you remember it? You're obviously trying to say Dave or Ralph, right?
I think proud moment for Ralph. I don't remember
Sweet.
What it was about,
wow.
though.
It was Ralph's, Britain's fattest cat.
It sure doesn't matter.
That was right.
It was Ralph's Britain's fattest cat. He's a moment with mugs there.
Well, I enjoyed that very much. Ralph is here. Time for our final look at the showbiz beat here on a Thursday morning, Kevin DeVinci.
Well, Bean, I have you know, I went into the hospital's records. I pulled it up. Valerie Harper's complete chart here. I've got it all. So
Thank you, Dr. Garman.
Solve all your questions about the condition of Valerie Harper, TV's Rhoda, and how she's feeling and what her situation is and how she'll be dancing and everything
now,
that you need.
This
to
came
know.
Up because you suggested that she might be a contestant on the next season of Dancing with the Stars.
That's
and
the
I thought
rumor.
if she's been undergoing chemo for this brain tumor, it seems like she would physically not be up for the task because that's a tough job to dance on that show.
Well, as you know, she is suffering from leptomeningeal carcinomatosis.
Sure.
Obviously.
Which is a disease which the cancer cells spread into the membrane surrounding the brain. Now, initially, she was given a diagnosis of 3 to 6 months to live when she was diagnosed on January the 15th. However, her neuro-oncologist reveals that she is close to remission.
How about that?
Due to her treatments. Now, they said, keep in mind, because of the nature of this disease, remission in this particular case means you have more time.
Oh, it doesn't mean it...
You're not cured by any stretch of the imagination. So, although her development defies the odds, say her doctors, they caution that her condition could change at any time because the cancer develops a resistance to the therapy. And they often find patients undergoing similar treatments to Valerie Harper's, that it's usually a matter of when, not if, the disease will end her life. So she is still sick, but apparently she has responded well to treatment, and she has more time in her battle with the rare terminal brain cancer that she is suffering from. So sounds as if she is healthy enough, if she wanted to go on Dancing with the Stars,
good
she
for
could.
Her.
Look, is that all enough I know about for you now, Bean? Can she go? Can she dance now for you? Is that okay?
All I know about cancer is what I learned from Breaking Bad, and that is that it can come back at any time, and that's scary. So maybe your point that she needs to get out there and enjoy every minute, maybe this is the right move for her.
She needs to make meth.
That's what she needs
right?
to do.
That's what we're saying.
Yeah. Breaking Rhoda.
I wish her well.
Speaking of Breaking Bad, Bryan Cranston as Lex Luthor. We talked about that yesterday.
In or out, Ralph?
Would I be in or out with him as Lex Luthor?
No. Is it happening or not? Because first I hear it's happening, then I hear it's just an internet rumor, then I hear it's absolutely not happening, and then I hear, hey, it's really going to happen. What's the latest?
Latest I have is just a big, juicy internet rumor. That's
okay.
all.
Okay. So we hope.
No truth to it whatsoever in terms of being a real deal. Just a big, juicy rumor. So I say, how you doing, Juicy? That's what I say when I saw that rumor.
We did put a fan-made video in today's brand-new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup. You can find it at krock.com of somebody who has already edited in Bryan Cranston as if he were Lex Luthor and Ben Affleck as if he were Batman and put together a trailer for this Man of Steel 2, and it's very well done. You
yes,
check
the
it out.
Trailer would be better than the film.
I would watch that.
I'm promising you that right now. Although the story was picked up by numerous mainstream media outlets, there is not one shred of hardcore evidence to show us that in fact, is the case.
Well, I certainly hope so.
How you doing, Juicy?
How you doing, Juicy? Rumor. Now, Cranston himself has hinted about the fact that apparently there has been some discussion about him as taking on the role of Lex Luthor. He said to one interviewer, "But give me a call," he said, "in a little while, I'll let you know. I like Lex Luthor. I think he's misunderstood. He's a lovable, sweet man," he said. So, looks like he's already thinking about the role. However, we do have some confirmed casting news for all my geeks out there. James Spader will be Ultron in
Avengers 2.
Now, what is Ultron?
Ultron is the bad guy.
Best.
He's the bad guy.
Oh, he's not the best. He's bad.
He's the worst.
He's the worst.
He's the bad guy of Avengers 2.
But when he makes those webs come out of his wrists, oh, my God, is he incredible. You can't do anything better. I don't know what he does.
Really? Sure. You thought maybe Ultron and Spider-Man were the same character?
When he wears that Batman suit. It's really
when he flies around with that big S on his chest, but his wing is by kryptonite.
It was not a smart guess.
What is Ultron?
So does he fly through? Can he fly? Can he go through walls? Can he stretch?
It's like the one-eyed man in the kingdom of the blind around here. That's who I am. Ultron.
I don't know what that means.
Ultron is the ultimate robot.
Okay. Oh, he's a robot. He's a
yes.
Robot. So what is that?
Created by Hank Pym, of course.
Of course. So you can't hurt him then.
He is almost undefeatable. Yes.
All right.
He is quite the villain to be taking on the Avengers. Now, in this particular case, of course, Joss Whedon has announced that they're not going to go with the Hank Pym origin for Ultron. They're going to have their own version of the Ultron story.
Well, don't be stupid, of course.
But he will rise up and battle the Avengers. And because of the nature of the character, James Spader, I'm sure, will just voice the character. I'm sure the Voltron will be a CGI special effect.
Is there a corner of the internet where the Pimmers are just outraged by that decision?
Some people are upset because not only will Pym not be responsible for Ultron in Avengers 2, but Edgar Wright has announced that Ultron will play no role in his Ant-Man movie, which, of course, is Dr. Henry Pym is Ant-Man.
Well, so why all the hate for Pym?
We won't see Ultron in the Pym movie, and we won't see Pym in the Ultron movie. They are just divorcing Pym and Ultron, and you know how that feels.
That's where's the outrage there?
Where is the outrage?
Dick moves.
Poor Pym gets no love. Can't wait for Ant-Man, though. He can control ants with his helmet.
Stupid.
You don't know. Stupid. Absurd.
I can step on ants.
How about a whole bunch of them start crawling up your legs while you're stepping on them? Crawl up your legs and then start biting you.
Please.
Fire ants, soldier ants, you name it.
Hey, people die every year, Kevin, being attacked by a bunch of ants.
No, they don't. They're stupid. They're absurd ants. Ants absurd.
Thank you, drunk me.
No ants on part bus. Kelly LeBrock. Remember Kelly LeBrock? I'm hard-pressed to find a hotter chick from the 80s than Kelly LeBrock.
What was she?
She was Weird Science. She was the creation that they make in Weird Science.
That was a good creation.
She was also the woman in red with Gene Wilder. Remember that he just sees her from afar and he falls instantly in love with her?
No, but I remember her from the other one.
Lady in red is smiling at me.
That is not a good song.
Anyway, she was married to Steven Seagal for 10 years.
Okay.
And she said that marriage ruined her. Destroyed her self-esteem. She gained a ton of weight. She was on Celebrity Fit Club. She just hated herself. She said it was a brutal, brutal experience.
Wow.
So what she did was she left Hollywood, gave up acting, moved on to an organic ranch up in Santa Barbara, and now happily spends her days farming and shoveling horse manure, which is very similar to being married to Steven Seagal, she says. But now she's thin, she's hot again, and she's looking to make a comeback. So
wow.
She's going to write a tell-all book about their marriage. Can you imagine being married to Steven Seagal?
No. That guy. What do you need him for?
That blowhard of mythic proportions. Yeah. What it must be like every day to deal with his BS.
No, I cannot.
No wonder it almost destroyed her. Anyway, she's writing a tell-all book about that, and she's looking to get back into acting again. So I say yay, because I would crush Kelly LeBrock. And Kelly
80s.
LeBrock, too. Both Kelly LeBlanc and Kelly LeBrock. And Matt LeBlanc, for that matter. Today's celebrity birthdays, Liam Payne of One Direction is 20 years old today.
Oh, God, it's One Direction. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm peeing in my pants.
Yeah.
I am getting all over myself. Ugh. It is One Direction.
I have no idea what word was bleeped out there, but anything Beer Mike does all over himself, yes. I don't want to be any part of.
It's not good. It's not good.
It's a negative.
How you doing, Juicy?
Fire beer mug.
Lea Michele's 27 years old today. She, of course, of Glee. Carla Gugino is 42. Rebecca De Mornay is 54 years old. And actor Elliot Gould, who is so good on this season's Ray Donovan, 75 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Hey, Ralph, tomorrow morning at all new Kevin Abicho. It's Friday, so we've got the movie beat. We also have one of the finalists on America's Got Talent, Taylor Williamson. He's a comedian. We have Kevin Smith.
We do. Talking Batfleck.
This is a strange one, but I assure you that it's real. Former Laker met a world peace.
who I believe now plays for the Knicks,
mm-hmm.
is doing stand-up.
Nope.
Why don't you check your notes there, buddy?
And we're going to talk to Meta World Peace tomorrow about doing stand-up at the Hollywood Improv.
All right.
Has any professional athlete ever made the transition to stand-up comedian and made it successfully?
No.
Do you count Mike Tyson in his one-man show on Broadway?
Well, you got to give him some points. That's a good call.
And we have your tickets for Nine Inch Nails at the Troubadour.